Blog Talk Radio.
Let me see what you are. Lying. Let's see.
No pain.
Oh, yes, it's
no
pain.
No motherfucking pain,
it's
girl.
Pain. What? She wears more makeup than my mother.
What?
Let's see.
No pain.
Put your hands all over my body. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show, or whatever we're calling this shit, the final read. I'm sorry. Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the final fucking read. Let me fix my headset because I'm hot, and I got to get comfortable for this shit. How's everyone doing? All right, this is what I'm going to do. Turning shit off my phone because I don't want my phone interrupting me. Turning the volume down because I don't want to hear a whole bunch of, you know, all these messages coming through that I've been getting all summer. And pretty much get this shit rolling. How's everybody fucking doing? How was your summer? Happy Labor Day to everyone. It is September 2nd, and it is Monday. And we are here to talk about a whole bunch of stuff. So let me start and get it off my chest. Because a lot of you people knew that it was coming. Let me say a couple of things first to introduce everything really quickly. You know, I did stop smoking. So, you know, I haven't had cigarettes. I know I'm 2 months, a couple of weeks smoke-free. Y'all are going to make a bitch need a cigarette tonight, but I'm not going to allow y'all to get me to that point. So we're going to handle this a little professionally really quickly. First, for all you people that is rushing this motherfucking show tonight, baby, don't do it. Do something with yourself. This show has been around for 5 fucking years, and y'all all know exactly what time the show starts. It's usually at 11:30 or 11, between 11:30 and 11:45. I came on an hour early for you guys, and y'all still was sitting around like I was a 12-inch dick, and y'all was ready to suck me up. Calm the fuck down. Bitches have lives. I can't help that y'all don't have a fucking life, that y'all sitting here so thirsty for a motherfucking show. Slow the fuck down and do something with your life. Go take a shower or do something as we wait for everything to fall into place. Damn. You know how annoying it is to get texts and Facebook instant messages and all these alerts and shit every 5 minutes because y'all want a fucking show every 5 fucking minutes. What y'all want a show for that bad? And that's what tonight is. What do y'all want it for that bad? So y'all can hear somebody read. What are we going to read about? We're going to read about my sister being in Jamaica. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit. My sister being in Jamaica on the beach with the feds, having hot coconut cocktails and getting her hair braided. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight. That's what we're going to get that out the way as well. For all you people and for the people that got her sent to Jamaica, we're going to talk a little bit about y'all. I'm going to open the door to allow you girls that have so much to say to call in and say what you want to say. Call in and read. We're going to talk about the summer and how the ballroom has changed within the summer. Or has it really changed? Or is it the same shit that was happening in the springtime? Or last winter? Because to me, I don't see shit change. Ain't nothing changed to me. Congratulations to Keith Balenciaga for winning $5,000 for runway. Well deserved from the videos that I've seen and from the feedback that I got back and based on that event last night. And congratulations to Fathers Rodney Prodigy and Fred Chanel for a successful ball. There you go. That's simple. I heard he turned it. But then a lot of you girls say that he didn't. It was the same stuff. No matter what, he walked away with 5,000. Hey, what can you say? I mean, you're talking to the queen of $5,000 now. You're talking to the creator of all of this. You know, the people who want to point fingers at Jasmine and say Jasmine fucked up the ballroom scene and Jasmine did this and Jasmine did that. I didn't do a motherfucking thing. It was the people that came behind me trying to catch up or compete. To me, it's only been one person that was able to do it. And maybe a house. So remember, I'm an entity. I've given $5,000 away, my money. $5,000 away for Femme Queen's sake. $5,000 away for Butch Queen Performance. $5,000 for Best Dress. $5,000 for Sex Garden. $5,000 for As a House. $5,000 for Twister. $5,000 for Schoolboy. $5,000 for Femme Queen, well, Female Figure Performance. A $5,000 Grand March. A $10,000 As a House. I split a $10,000 for another As a House. I mean, come on, the list goes on. I want a $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 that I've given this ballroom. The $5,000, the $10,000. Y'all bitches can't compete with me. That was me, my money. Not a house. Y'all can't compete with me. What I gave to this ballroom scene came from my hard-earned money. My hard-earned money that I worked for, that my company gave. I gave it back to you guys. And what has this ballroom scene turned into? Who do you think is most disappointed with the way this ballroom scene is right now? The thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that I've given this team. And y'all bitches have so much to say. A bitch can't stand next to me. And you have so much to say about this show, because y'all see it as like the show is fucking water, and y'all can't motherfucking drink nothing like you're dehydrated, like you're dying. It's so much. It's really, really so much. And that's my point. Everything that I've given this ballroom team, the money, the time, the years, and nothing changes. It just continues to get worse. A bitch gets tired. And I'm tired. I literally am. And I don't know what to do. You know why? Because it's just like these categories, these 5,000s and so forth and so on. That one person may walk and win or may not deserve it or what, but, you know, it changes one person's life to walk out of that building with a couple of $1,000 and not have to worry about a bill or you know, paying your rent for that month or a car note or whatever. It changes your life. That was always my goal, to help someone change their life or just to take away the problems just for a little bit. If they can do it in a pageant and give away all these big prizes and I mean, after a while, you realize they're not even really competing with what I've done in this ballroom scene, because their money is really nothing compared to what our money is, our grand prizes are. But they were doing it, so why couldn't we do it? And look what happens now. We get these categories, these large categories, and bitches are not walking. You're only getting a few contestants, and then when you do get the contestants, they're not walking or they're not bringing it the way they should. There's no creativity no more. There's no energy no more. There's no unity no more, which is why I stopped. But yet people want to still talk behind people's backs and say Jasmine is the one who deteriorated the ballroom scene with the money that she gave, the money that she gave to change or help these people's lives. I fucked it up. No, I didn't fuck it up. Y'all fucked it up, killing each other with the virus and all the fucking drugs and all the molestation and all the bullshit that y'all doing to each other and red balls and all the rest of the shit that y'all are doing. I ain't fuck up shit. Nobody told y'all to sit here and try to compete with me. So cut y'all shit out. Really. And for the people that say they don't see me this and they don't see status of that and all the rest, do you think I really care? The same people that are saying so much about me are the ones that have to look in the mirror and wonder how many cells are left in their body and how much time they have in their life. That's how I feel about it. When I hang up this phone, or when I'm not on the show, or when I'm not at a bar or whatever, I have a life. I'm not glued to this. And I really wish people would have a life of their own as well. But there are the few people out there that I truly, truly care about. It's like one bad apple spoils the bunch, spoils the whole bunch. There are a few people out there I do care about. And I know this show brings light to a lot of people, especially in the wintertime when you guys have nothing to do and you're bored and it's cold outside and it's snow outside and everything. There's just a lot I know. And that's what I'm sitting here debating, and I've been debating it. You know, when Kelly went to Jamaica, you know, it really pissed me off because that's my sister. And no matter what, me and Kelly's relationship is not based on ballroom. I care about. We have that type of relationship. And when she, you know, when all this shit went down, it pissed me the fuck off. It really did. It pissed me off at her. I was pissed at her. I'm still sort of pissed at her. And you know, just pissed at all the ways that you people attacked her. But then how can I get mad at y'all? In all honesty, I have to sit back and think about it. How can I get mad at y'all for the way y'all attacked her and put mugshots out and all the rest of the bullshit that y'all did about Kelly? I can't really get mad because the bitch was doing it to y'all for 5 fucking years. You reap what you sow. Karma's a bitch. And that's exactly what happened. But she really don't care. What she does care about is the little sideline hoes that are supposed to be cool with, you know, with you and all the rest of that stuff. But y'all down there reporting bitches and giving bitches addresses and all the rest of that bullshit and getting people locked up. What's up with that? And this is not the first time I've heard this shit. But what's up with that? So, what goes around comes around. Somebody's going to stay on top. So think about it. You guys wrapped one bitch out, and now she locked up, and she got all these motherfucking charges against her. Well, what do y'all think is going to motherfucking happen? All y'all bitches that's sitting here floating around like ain't nothing happening? Oh, bitch, get ready. All the people that got furniture, get ready. All the people that was doing the ATs and approvals and the other customer service reps on the phone, get ready. Get ready for it all. Y'all really are, you know, this is really what it has become, it has come down to. She's guilty for the things that she did. Yes, she is. And she accepts it. She tells me, honey, just get prepared because I'm about to do some time. All right, we'll get prepared. But it's a mess. It's a big, big mess. Balls, the same or you hear is balls, not one or two categories only taking place, and all the rest of this bullshit, and people not getting their money, grandfathers not getting out, and they only have one category and all the rest of this stuff and people running with the money. I mean, come on. Isn't that the same thing we heard 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, last month, last week? What is going to change? Seriously, how is it going to ever change? I don't see it changing. I truly don't see this changing. And now we have been bombarded with fake profiles. And they're saying what they say, but they're saying, but no, honestly, they're saying the truth. A lot of stuff that the fake profiles are saying, they're saying is the fucking truth. It's just that bottom line is a lot of people are not going to say it themselves. Why? Because this ballroom is so fucking political. That's why no one is going to say it themselves. And it turns into somebody wants to get attacked, and somebody wants to do this, and somebody wants to do that. Come on, really? Then we got other things to fucking worry about? Shit. It's crazy. All summer long, anytime something went down, I got a motherfucking call. I got a motherfucking message. This one, that one, that one, this one. We need a show, we need a show, we need a show. Well, guess what? We are here, we are live, and I am giving you guys a show. So now what I want you to do is press one. And welcome to the final read. Say what's on your mind, get it off your chest, call that bitch out, and let them know how they fucked up your summer, how they fucked up you walking that category, how they fucked up you going to that bar, how they fucked up and gave you the fucking virus or STD, how they fucked up and took their man, how they fucked up and got you locked up, how they fucked up and got the feds at your motherfucking door, how they fucked up and stole your shit, how they fucked up and got you fired. Call in. Press 1. Come on. It is a line to fool. So come on, start pressing 1 and say what the fuck you got to say. Because we've been saying it for 5 years for you. So I want you guys to say it. Call in and say it. Say exactly what's on your mind. Come on, we're going to take some calls. I want everybody to speak and say what they have to say. Pay these bitches, they don't have a life. If they had a job, maybe that would consume some of their time. But this is supposed to be a hobby. Maybe they do have jobs. Come on now. Let's take some callers. A lot of y'all ain't pressing 1 because y'all want to sit here and listen. But that's what y'all been doing, having Kelly do all the dirty work, having the team party do all the dirty work, having everybody do all the dirty work because y'all don't have nothing to say. All the people that have something to say about everything that has happened, y'all have so much to say about the Ira fight, about the Martez fight, about Rodney, about Mann, about the House of Prodigy, about Kelly, about, bitch, I don't even remember, honey. That was all in the last week. All this shit that's been happening all fucking summer. Come on. What happened? Latex ball? What is some of the shit we've been missing? What is some of the shit that we've been missing? Let's go. 504-457, you're on the air. Can y'all hear me? Okay, thank you, Justin. 470-545, you're on the air. Oh, and she hung up, see? This is what I mean. Oh, boy. This is exactly what I mean. It's the same shit. Oh, boy. 240-581, you're on the air.
So, Jasmine, how are you this evening?
Hi, Naima. And here we go with the regular. How are you?
I'm good. My summer has been a little stressful because, you know, I'm, you know, taking care of my mom and stuff like that, and then moving out of my apartment and moving back with her and things like that. It's been really stressful, but everything I think is kind of coming along and coming around now. you know, for me and for her and stuff like that. So other than that, I mean, I had my good times and my stressful times this summer, but all in all, you know, it was pretty much laid back. Stressful, but laid back. What was I going to ask? Oh, yeah. So let me ask you. I got a couple questions to ask you, but, you know, I'm a bitch. I wasn't involved in it, so, I'll ask it. So being that, you know, Kelly is where she is, does she have an idea from your knowing of who may have, you know, told on her or what has happened, you know, like who set her up or something? Because I could tell you from my own experience, like, she has definitely looked out for a lot of people and, you know, and has hooked up a lot of girls, done things, and people haven't even paid her and, you know, stuff like that. And I definitely will tell you that she a bitch that she won't rat you out unless she feel like you really coming at her and then she just got a thing. So in the time that you have talked to her or if you have talked to her or from what you gathered, has she given you some type of idea who may have done it?
Who may have ran her out?
Yeah, like who may have told on her?
I don't know. I'm not at liberty to say.
Oh, okay, so basically, your I don't know is I know, but I'm not going to say. Is that what you're saying?
Let's just say that bitches, bitches better be prepared.
Because, okay, the reason why I asked is because,
wait,
she's
just,
like,
think about, yeah, just like with her, like I said to her, you know, like, not even what I said to her, but what she said to me, you know, like, girl, this is, it was bound to happen. You know, it was just
mm-hmm.
bound to happen. And, you know, you just can't get away with it forever, you know? And that's how it boils, you know, what it boils down to. And, you know, as far as other people go, you know, it's the same thing. You're not going to get away with it forever. And to all the people that are saying, you didn't know the show was going to be about me. This show ain't about me, bitch. This show is about every fucking thing. This show ain't about me. This show is about every fucking thing that y'all know motherfuckers ain't saying nothing about. It's just like everybody's saying, press one. Why don't y'all press one if y'all want to change it up? Press one. Y'all, we got this. Come on, seriously. Y'all don't pay bills around here. What do y'all do? Y'all don't pay nothing around here. So how can y'all demand a show and demand what it's about? Just like I said, you know, get all those $5,000 and $10,000 categories, I could do the same thing I did for five fucking years. Do it.
Oof.
And then y'all can be your own person. Be your own boss. Do what you can do and don't have to worry about what anybody has to say. Why are y'all sitting here and having people do your dirty work? And y'all not going to get that on a Monday.
Oof.
Not for me. I'm not Kelly. Now, I know that there were some people that were cast members and, you know, so forth, co-hosts and stuff that wanted to come on and say things. But, you know, they also had different things going on, and they said they wanted to wait till things are done. That's why the door is open, not just for me to say what I have to say and what I want to say and get off my chest. The door is open for y'all. When I took that credit card today and paid that so all y'all can get on here, and we have all night long, I did that, not just for me, but y'all could have to take that money and bitch and went and bought DVDs or something. I ain't have to do that for y'all. So that's open for y'all. That's right. Thank y'all. Press one. Continue to press one. This is for you guys to say what y'all have to say. Because I pretty much have said what I had to say. I told you how I feel about this ballroom. If anybody's going to complain about a ball or complain about the way a ball is, bitch, I'm just one of the fucking ones who will do it. I ain't got a house behind me. I ain't got crap behind me. the thousands of dollars that I've spent in this ballroom thing to watch it deteriorate is fucking sad. And that comes from the heart. And y'all can read and say what the fuck y'all want to say after it, but y'all still can't compare. Y'all had a topic the other day. Who makes $100,000 a year? Who makes this? Bitch, $100,000 a year? What is that?
Ugh.
Come on, seriously. Some of the things that y'all talk about, some of the things that y'all do, y'all wonder why Miss Laura be all up in y'all asses. And some of the fake profiles, I got to drive me crazy. But some of y'all I really, really live for. And y'all keep pushing her buttons. But, yeah, and for the record, I'm not fucking Laura, because I ain't got time for all that. But the bottom line is, y'all keep pushing her buttons and saying all this shit, and then y'all gag when she gets y'all. Man, seriously. What is this shit coming to? We all grown. This is a mess. This is a mess. It's sad.
But you know, Jasmine, I'm gonna tell you, people, the girls, you have to realize. Well, I know you realize. Me telling you, realize. You already realize. These girls, they don't have no lives, you know. And the scene and gossiping and Facebook is their life. I mean, you know, they thrive off of, you know, making other people feel horrible. It's like, you know, the scene was supposed to have been an outlet for people to come, enjoy themselves, a safe haven to. You know, to act out their most wildest, you know, dreams or fantasies or whatever it is that they wanted to do. And if any place where you could be accepted at and not judged at, it, you know, the ballroom scene was created for that. Even though it's shade in it and it's a competition, stuff like that, that's originally where people, you know, when they were put out from their families, when they parents didn't accept them, you know, or their lifestyle and things like that, where they wanted to feel like they, you know, belong at. And it has went from, you know, being a place where you would want to belong to a place where, like, bitch, I don't give a shit now. You know, it's all about a coin. It's all about these hook, crook, and shooking and jiving, you know, girls that's, you know, want to throw a function. It's a fucking function every damn day, every doggone week of the month. And then people wonder why they're not getting a crowd, and people wonder why, you know, they're not getting support and stuff like that. And then you have these same ones repetitiously year after year, you know, throwing balls, and they, you know they're a crook. You know you're not going to get your money. You know they're going to turn you. But you'll get on Facebook and read this bitch, but yet still you was at this bitch ball, you got her money. So at the end of the day, she's keying at you because you may read her and call her everything but the child of God, but this bitch still got your coin. At the end of the day. You know, I mean, it's sad, and I mean,
one thing I noticed with the ballroom scene and with our, I don't know if it's the ballroom scene, I don't know if it's our community or whatever, is like, you know, they're very forgiving and forgetful or whatever, and it just continues to happen, and it's just, to me, it's just a whole bunch of stuff that personally, it's just things that I just don't like and I don't like to deal with, but I don't knock nobody for it. The bottom line is, if it's something that I just don't like or I don't want to be bothered with, I just step to the side, why just kind of leave it alone. It's just a lot. I don't know people. I know y'all love all the tea, all the gossip. I know that y'all love that. I know that that's what y'all want. That's what y'all get from the room. I completely understand that. Some of it is a key. Some of it is very interesting. But sometimes it goes a little too fucking far. And all honesty,
yeah.
It's like people don't know where their limits are. And then it's also the hateful people. I have never really been around that many people that are so hateful to other individuals. You are really that hateful, that jealous towards other individuals. Like, you can't stand to see someone do better than you or succeed at nothing, at anything. Instead of you doing something positive within yourself to make a better life for yourself, you sit here and you bash the next person. and I always used to get on her about it. That's just something that I am not capable of doing, and that's not what I like to do or be around. So that's where a lot of that stuff comes from. But again, we're not making this show about me because I want this show to be about y'all. So again, for you guys to say what y'all have to fucking say and to read and say whatever you have on your fucking mind or that you had on your mind forever or whatever, this is your opportunity to fucking do it. 980248, you're on the air.
Okay, so let me kick it off. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the thing. With the ballroom scene, period, I think that there needs to be a change in power, and that just not only goes for some, but it goes for all. That's just like to say that Coco, the femme queen, Chanel, who just got a deal, she's running around looking for a house to craft her some motherfucking titties. She was in Chanel. She left Chanel. She went to Ebony. She left Ebony. She went to Revlon. She was Mother Atlanta. She took money from Loco and little gift cards and shit out the kindness of his heart. Then she left there and went back to Chanel because she got upset because nobody don't want to take and scrape the motherfucking old-ass silicone out her chest, put new teeth in her mouth, and all this bullshit or whatever the case it is. If you want the kids to do better, then you have to be better as leaders. She's been around since motherfucking dust. So if bitches like her or whatever is getting these kids to do shit like that or whatever the case is, what do y'all expect these kids to do?
There you go. Thank you for saying what
I mean, you wanted to
tease.
You wanted to...
No. Sorry. Okay. Thank you, caller. A lot of people are pressing one now. I guess, you know, they're getting started. But that was on your mind. That was your read. There you go. There you go. That's all I'm going to say is there you go. When I say there you go, I mean, I agree with it. I don't agree with it. You know, because shit, this has been happening for years. So, again, this ain't nothing new. 616-713, you're on the air.
Wow, this is crazy.
646-713.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Jasmine. This is Lala. Hey, Naima. Hey.
Hey, Lala. How are you?
Hi. I only called this show because all week I've seen the Fierce Flyer, and I knew for you to have that up there with something of importance or something that you wanted to get off your mind. And to hear you talk like this is, like, really crazy because to me, like, you're one of the sweetest people and not even meeting you, but just the things that you do, it's really, really, really funny to me and sad that. And that's why I really stopped calling the show. I was going to get into stuff. I have no new friends, and I learned to cut off old, and I have no old friends because people are just hateful and just miserable. I have nothing to talk about. People want to call your phone all the time about mess, and I just don't have any time for that now. And me changing my life, going into a career, I completely understand where you're coming from because you're in a whole different light. I have a new job now and stuff, so my perspective on things is different, and I see people in a different light. So nobody has no loyalty to nobody. Nobody fully commits to anything. People can't even commit to sticking to a house. If you fucking don't call them twice a week, they'll be a 007. And it's just crazy, and we can just have these conversations a million times. It's never going to happen because people are miserable. And unfortunately, the problem is a place where the miserable can live, they can migrate, and they can turn into new microorganisms. And it's just really, really sad. For years, you've been, like, paying your coin for this for what? You don't even really come to functions like that unless it's your cash because you know your cash is going to get paid and your functions are going to continue. And that's just, like, really sad and tired to me. You know, whatever's going on with Kelly, I hope everything will be okay, but I don't even lavish and laugh at anybody's thing. I've been locked up before, and there's nothing cute to be mocked about. We all make mistakes, and yes, you know, like you say, karma's a bitch, but at the end of the day, I'm a person, I don't want karma ever to hit anybody back either because it's just simply, you know, crazy or whatever. And it's funny because I'm pretty sure this whole night it'll just be the same random people and the same fake profiles that be in the chat room and on Facebook later on saying all this other kind of crazy things. Nobody will ever have the balls to say what they have to say. Nobody will ever have the balls to really be dumb and do what they do because they're afraid that even at the end of the day, if anybody knew who the real fake profiles was, they would gag because it would be their girlfriends, their best friends, their craft girlfriends, their fuck buddies, their syphilis buddies, and all that. So it'll never come to that. In this world, the girls just would never be them.
never be them, and I don't fuck with the help. That's why I just stay in my lane and stay by myself. It's when people just get to a recollection that, hey, this is some bullshit, and leave it alone. That's why I like those who've actually done things outside of it and made a real, real, real life outside of the ballroom thing. Some people, it's all they will ever have. The ballroom made them a quote-unquote legend, made them a quote-unquote icon, made them quote-unquote know how to go stun a nose, made them quote-unquote know how to be a woman, made them quote-unquote know how to be a butch queen or whatever they want to call themselves. So they will always be committed to this fake facade, thinking that it's going to make them the next whatever, but it's really not, because if not, we wouldn't be having these conversations, we wouldn't have these things that happen and things that's going on. I mean, that's why people don't ever understand us, that's why we never get any far as a people as far as the black community goes, because the white communities don't go through this. They can throw things, they get sponsorships for no, it has nothing. They don't, because they know their black girls are flaky. They're going to stunt their way through it. They're not going to do it loyally, and they're going to tear up my fucking place. So hell no.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not an LGBT thing. It's a racial thing. It's the African-American and Latino LGBTs, and that's the facts. It's not an opinion. It's the truth. Anytime the white people throw anything, the money goes through. The celebs, whatever they say they're going to do, they're going to do. And if they don't, they reverse your money, or they let you know ahead of time. People in the black community, they don't do that. It's all about the coin. However I can get the coin, if it even means stabbing you in the back, using my girlfriend to get it done, and even giving you a lie to sell the story for that night, it don't matter. As long as I get my money and I can get out that front door before you can catch me, it's good. And that's all I really wanted to say. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Cola. Thank you, Lola. Wow. Y'all all live for Kelly. We all live for Kelly. Love Kelly down. A lot of y'all live for Kelly for the wrong reasons, though. Y'all live for her because y'all want her to do all y'all dirty work. Y'all want her to sit here and yell and scream and get out of character. And you know what? She loves that. Y'all sit here and create all this within her. And she loves all that. She loves it. And y'all love it. Y'all love to see her start yelling and screaming and blah, blah, blah. Y'all love to get that bitch juice up, don't y'all? But now that y'all love her so much and she's not here right now, how much more do y'all love her? I want bitches to start inboxing me green dots so I can take care of Kelly. Let's see how many of y'all send some money over so Mama can, you know, be comfortable in Jamaica. How many of y'all really care? I want to know how many of y'all really care. So if y'all really care about Mother Kelly, the director, or whatever, let's start filling up her account together. Let's start making sure, because no matter if Mama's in Jamaica or not, Mama got bills. So let's see. All you people that really care so much, and we want Kelly, free this and free that. Y'all know how to reach me. Contact me. And let's get something over to her. I'm putting that out there. 215-763, you're on the air.
Well, it's about time, No, but seriously, I want to shout out all the motherfuckers that be posting them horrible-ass clips of motherfuckers and shit talking about some guys that you ate and all that other type of shit, and then you go watch the motherfucking clip, and it's horrible, and it's boring, and it's just a mess. I want to shout them out. And that's pretty much it, you know?
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Portia.
Okay, Portia. Thank you, Portia.
Yeah.
I didn't get it. Nine 917. I think it's Alexis. Alexis, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone. This is the one and only Alexis Snow. You already motherfucking know. Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Naima. First of all, let me address the caller that addressed my sister earlier. You ungrateful motherfucker. My sister has done nothing to you. If you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you keep your motherfucking mouth closed. You don't know what the fuck the fags offered her to come to their motherfucking house. So if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about, keep your motherfucking mouth closed. Faggot, and I said it.
You want to speak to him, girl?
I'll tell you what I had to say.
You don't need him, right?
No.
Okay. Caller, you heard what she said. Now leave Ms. Singh alone. So now why y'all going to always attack somebody? Yeah, really, because that's what I said. You know, she hit it right on the nose, girl. And y'all be knowing half of the stuff what houses be offering the girl. And all the rest of that stuff, it's not about what she wants. It's about what the offers are. And it's been like that for years. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Hello? Call
Hello?
Me, you're near, you said.
Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
We can hear you.
I'm sick of everybody trying to give the fake profiles a bad rap. If it wasn't for us, come up to know what the fuck is going on. The fucking truth. Period. Now, love Kelly, love this, love that. Where the fuck is the problem? Where are them shows?
Sweetie, hello? You're breaking up. I can't hear you now, but you're breaking up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but it seems like when you talk, you start breaking up a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, where the fuck is all these motherfuckers that love Kelly at? Where's the ballroom throwbacks? Where's the prodigies? Where's the Miss Rossi showing they love? Ain't nobody saying shit about Kelly. They're saying free Kelly like it's a fucking joke. And y'all want to come down home and fake profiles for what?
Well, I wouldn't say, you know, I know her house is definitely jacked. It's definitely by her side and her children and everybody, you know, she's okay.
They ain't by her side. Did you see the post that Jack put up? Somebody snitching? Was that directed towards Kelly?
That snitching thing may have been, that snitching thing, Jack may have put that out there because, you know, somebody snitched and got his daughter locked up.
No. Y'all know Jack old school. Y'all know he's shady as fuck. Y'all know what the fuck he meant.
I didn't see the post, so I don't know about that one.
You know what, Jasmine? Your silence or stuff is everything.
Exactly. Jasmine, old school too. She knows what the fuck going on.
Oh,
baby.
Point blank, period. These motherfuckers are late as fuck. And stop trying to
you
get a picture of
something. You know, bitch, you know what? It's no shade. It's really no shade. It's really no fucking shade at all. But, you know, it's only a handful of people. It really, really is. A handful of fucking people that are by Kelly's side. Jack is definitely one of them. Her cousin Monique is definitely right there by her side. Her daughter, some of her children are there right by her side.
What about ballroom throwbacks? Where ballroom throwbacks at, Kelly? Where's Caesar at? Where Corey Slow ass at? Are they by her side? Free Kelly. Free Kelly like it's a joke. Free Kelly like it's a joke, but Kelly out crafting for the Prodigy ball, right?
Yeah, there's no oddity, then I'm sure. Of course
you.
She told me, Jasmine, why are you sitting there getting upset? You know they know. They know everything. I'm like, how the fuck they know shit that I didn't even fucking know? I'm sitting here like
because
a fucking old woman.
So far,
whole,
we know everything.
Old
we the
woman.
People that's right there in the house, Jasmine. We in these private groups. We know what's going on.
I'm
from the Prodigy ball.
Old person talking about, no, not Kelly. My Kelly ain't do that. Yeah, this is too much. Y'all bringing back old memories 2 weeks ago. Thank you, caller. Thank you, sweetie, to stay right there. I'm proud to call you on the air.
Hello?
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 Hey, I want to just say to the whole house of Prodigy that took my $30 that y'all added to fucking up the ballroom scene. Because y'all knew that y'all wasn't going to have no ball. That's fucked up. That shit fucked up.
Okay. Thank you, caller. I'm sorry. Come back. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you
there? Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on. Caesar want to get
on the
phone. Hold on. Here goes Caesar.
About like the thing I don't respect with the borrowing scene would be like with the parents in the house, like them supporting the kids as escort and stuff like that. My personal opinion, if you're supposed to be some type of parent, you know, guide your kids to go into the right direction, not, you know, selling your ass and selling your dick. You can't do that at 50. There ain't no 401k in that. That's the one thing I don't respect when it comes to the borrowing scene. You know, the certain parents that don't take the leadership role when it comes to that.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not just, you know, the parents that's not taking a leadership role. I mean, some of them hoes, too. And they have their own children. So, I mean,
you know,
saying that you don't have respect because they support their children who are hoes, but they hoes themselves. I mean, you know, it's the old saying where you could take a horse to water or donkey, whatever it is, but you can't make a drink. You know, it's almost like do as I say, but don't do as I do. Now, I may be a hoe. I may be telling you don't do it, whatever, but, you know, you may be lazy, but like, well, bitch, you get fast money. The money I'm working at this job is not as fast as the money that you get or whatever, so I want to do it too. But at the end of the day, you know, it's your life. It's what you want to do. And if what I don't support in the ballroom scene is kids who have other kids. You 17 years old, and you got another child at 17, 16, 15 years old. What could you, bitch, you still learning. What could you possibly direct, guide, or show somebody at your age? Not to say that I'm being prejudiced, but I'm just saying in general, if it would be something that I have an issue with.
But you know what, Naima, I have learned about life. Life isn't all about age because everybody lives life at different paces. You have some people who have not been through half of what I've been through when they're older than me. You have some people who haven't been through half of what other people have been through, and they're younger than you. Understand what I'm saying? So I don't really think age plays a factor, but maturity does.
Right.
Now, I don't care what people do in their private life, because really that's none of my business. I have, over the past 2 months, I have really tried to change a lot from what I used to be. But I'm going to say this. Ballroom only thing it's doing is keep repeating itself. So all this shit is not new. It just didn't start in 2013. It started when the shit started, from the beginning. It's been going on. All of this has been going on. This shit ain't just started. So it's not, we can't blame ballroom today. It's been going on. It's just happening with different people. And I'm sure the people who was in ballroom before us and the ones that have been around long enough, I've seen it happen time and time and time again.
267-535, you're on the air. Okay, I made room for somebody else. 214-477, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, J-Rock.
Hey.
Yeah, this J-Rock.
Hi, J-Rock. How was it somewhere?
Hey, it was very interesting, and it's ending on a good note. I'm, like, very happy right now. This is my first day, well, my only day I'll have off. Then it's back to getting my ass beat all day, you know, until I put on my new rank, but I'm so happy right now. I didn't think I was going to be able to get on the show, but like I said, this was my only day off. But I just wanted to say I've experienced something over the past 2 weeks dealing with, like, this ballroom and trying to set up good stuff for the ballroom and, you know, get everybody to come out, trying to keep it cordial, trying to keep everything organized, trying to promote. One thing I experienced, at first I was against the new generation, but now I get it. One thing I cannot stand is when the older generation don't want to stay connected with the new generation, but always got something to fucking say, like being like the old school shade and all this kind of stuff. and coming and saying something against the new people. You know, it's like stupid. Or those old, old queens that is stuck in ballroom mode. They in ballroom mode in their real life. You can't even ask them a question without them throwing you some kind of ballroom shade versus being a real person. And that's how a lot of shit gets fucked up. And a lot of these old ways, like breaking into stores, boosting, crafting, and all that kind of stuff, it don't work no more. This technology has changed. You can't even write a fucking check no more without the bitches telling you ain't no money in the bank. Shit has changed. So maybe it's time that y'all start listening to some of these people that got real professions to teach these young people how to get out there and get a real fucking job, because the old school shit is not working. The kids are getting locked, and then when they decide to really do something with their life, they got a fucking record out their motherfucking ass. Maybe it's that time. I don't knock what nobody does, mm-hmm. but it's just not working no more. That's all I had to really put on that one.
J-Rock, no matter what they do, you can always push a piece of paper. Don't ever get it twisted, okay? You got to get the right kind. I'm just saying.
Thank you, J-Rock. Thank you, J-Rock. 6192. I'm going to say something, child. Y'all made me, I forgot what I was going to say. I don't want the show to turn into a state of emergency. So I still want to know all the shit that we didn't talk about, or all the shit that was out there. Like, I want to know what happened at the Prodigy Ball. I want to hear, not read. I want to hear what happened at the Prodigy Ball. I want to hear what's going on. What's going on? I know Rodney said he wanted to be able to come on. He told me a couple of weeks ago he wanted to do a show after his fall to give, like, a recap of what happened with him in French fall, you know, whatever was going to happen, just to come, I guess, address the public. I don't know if he's available, if he's driving out there, but I want, you know, either him or Fred to come on and give, their recap of their ball that they had yesterday. I want to know winners and stuff like that over the summer. What were your highlights over the summer? Who took home what? Who did what? Who killed who? And all the rest of that stuff. Let's all bring it to the floor. 973-592. You're on the air. All right. One of y'all was going to say something?
Well, speaking of a highlight, Jasmine, being that you had quit smoking, how you feel now? How your life been? And what has changed with you since you stopped smoking?
Stop smoking. Let's see. Well, I don't want to make the show about me. Everybody complained about it. But you know what? Quitting smoking pretty much was one of the best things that I've ever done. I didn't realize exactly what cigarettes were doing to me until I put them down, in all honesty. No bullshit. I have been smoking for years. Years on top of years on top of years. And you don't realize how effective they have been, or how they've been a part of your life until you don't do it anymore. And I woke up one day, like, they were really starting to get on my nerves, but I woke up one day and said, I don't want to do this no more. And I threw mine away, and I let it go. I didn't even stop. I did this cold turkey. I didn't even stop. It was on a Wednesday morning. I said, no. Actually, what really, really happened, if you really want to, know all the details without me making a long, drawn-out story, I've been dealing with a major issue in New Jersey over my license that was suspended for years. Back in the early 90s, my license was suspended, and I couldn't get it back here in Florida because I had to go through the COVID renewal, settle all about 9 different tickets and so forth and so on. It was a battle for about a year and a half, and finally that day came when I was able to go to motor vehicles and get my license. I was so motherfucking happy and thankful to God. But I said, I ain't even picking up a cigarette. That's me sacrificing something. I want to give. I want to take this and take a new step in my life. And I stopped smoking. And, bitch, those first couple of days was hell, especially at night, the nightmares, everything. You wouldn't realize the shit that it was doing to you, the nightmares that I was having. I mean, I was really going through so much. It was hard, mm-hmm. and at that point I realized, are you serious? Is this what it was really doing to me? Like, did my body really need these cigarettes that bad? At that point I was mad, and I really didn't want to smoke no more after that period. I said, oh, hell no, I ain't going back to you. I ain't going back. Mm-mm. I ain't paying no $6 for a pack of cigarettes. That's how much they cost me. $6 a day for cigarettes no more. I ain't got to be bothered. And it's been good. My breathing has been good. I haven't had to pick up a pump in months. I can do things and I'm not wheezing. I mean, it's been a blessing. So for anybody that's out there, thank you to the supporters like Red Snapper and all the people that's been behind my back as far as smoking and quitting and, you know, so forth and so on. Thank you. And if you can, I know it's hard. And to this day, it's still hard. Yet to this day, I still say sometimes, bitch, I need a cigarette. Especially when the stress is out there and you're dealing with some issues and stuff. It does definitely get a little hard. But you got to stay strong. You definitely got to stay strong and find something. You know, find something. So I was able to do it. I need you guys to press one, or guess what? I will be ending the show early. See, that's what I had to say. So I want you guys to press one. All the people that said they were going to call in and they have so much to say and they wanted to get shit off their chest and so forth and so on, Corby and G Prodigy are having, are they? I had a lot of shit about that. I had a lot of shit about all this bullshit. Like, seriously, come on. Y'all need to call in and press one and have them call in. A lot of venting, a lot of people saying that they're over the ballroom scene, they're giving up on balls, they're taking a break, and then I see them back the next day. I want to know what happened last night with the runway category. I heard that a lot of people said that, you know, it really wasn't given so much and stuff, but what happened?
You know, so that's one.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Jeremy. Oh, I said, you know Tony Revlon, he had ran too. He was like something, I think he said something about what kind of ball you be at, and he said, and you can't chop nobody for the runway or something. And something like he said it was a complete fool. I had seen him make it was a comment that he had made. I guess he was one of the judges or something on the panel or something like that, but he said he couldn't understand how is it that couldn't nobody get chopped. Because he said he felt as though everybody should have got chopped. He said they should have known the difference between high fashion couture and something else he had said though, but it was a little piece of something that he said.
Well, can we get some people to call in that was at the ball last night and tell us, was it high fashion couture or was it Power Rangers? That's what I heard.
Oh yeah.
Power Rangers and stuff like that. Well, what was it given? Was it high fashion couture or was it Power Rangers?
But isn't it funny to you, Jasmine, how, you know, and I'm not saying any names, let me put that out here now, how, you know, a ball will happen, and whether whether it's the spectators or even, you know, like some people that are judges will read the next day, whether it's on Facebook or whether it's on the radio show or stuff like that, be like, oh, this was late, this was high, they should have did this, and then, oh, this person should have got chopped. My thing is this, if you were in power to do something like that or whatever, then you should have did it. Don't come reading after the fact, you know, that somebody done won or somebody got something or you felt as though it should have went to somebody else or, you know, what have you like that, because, see, that's after the fact, you know.
Well, I think when it comes to some of that, though, you know, when you're up there and you're a judge, you got to follow, you know, the steps of the promoter. And if the promoter is, you know, saying that, you know, this is what they're looking for, or this is, you know, the way they're wanting to be brought.
My question is this, Jasmine. For those who had a problem with nobody being chopped, when you were asked to judge, why didn't you refuse?
Ooh.
I'm just asking a question because I heard a lot of people saying that a lot of people should have been chopped. But if you were judging, why would you even accept it knowing what the category was calling for?
Yeah, there have been times when I have judged categories and I didn't agree with the way the category was written or the what they were looking for. And I'm like, oh, child, I'm not being part of this foolishness. And I want to be bothered. And I step away. But, you know, I don't know because I don't really know how it was. I know that they were trying to do something different. So I really don't know.
The way it was supposed to be set up was supposed to be scores. And from what I'm understanding, I don't think nobody really gave out any low scores.
Okay.
So, I mean, equivalent to a chop would be a very, very, very low score.
Well, you know, I got a question. Does anybody know how come Caesar wasn't down there with the record?
I don't
know. Can we get Caesar on the line? I know he knows about the show. Can somebody contact him and get him on the line?
What you going to say over there, Alexis?
I don't think he was booked.
I would think like a big ball like Fred and Rodney's that he, you know what I'm saying, they would have booked him like to get that on, you know, a $5,000, you know, category and everything like that, and this was a big ball.
That's not Fred's first $5,000 category.
No, I know what I'm saying is, be it that it's a major ball like that with that Fred held. I would think that, you know, Caesar would have been in a, you know, they would have booked him so
well,
they could, you know.
My personal opinion, and once again, this does not reflect the views of Fred neither Rodney, I would have thought because it was Rodney, Prodigy, that Caesar would have been there. That's what I thought. So I don't know.
Well, you know, I ain't being funny when I say this, but, you know, this is the second bowl that Caesar wasn't at that Rodney was attached to, because one of our favorite things that passed and they didn't book him there either.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. I don't know.
Somebody got to call in and shake the table, because, you know, I know that's what y'all looking for. So somebody call in, because we're not doing, I'm not doing your dirty work. So call in and say what y'all really want to say. 973-654, you're on the air. 973-651. If I hang up on you, that means that I'm making room for somebody else. 9673-651. Somebody else now can call in.
So, Jasmine. Okay, so being that Kelly, you know, is away now. Are you going to still, you know, follow through with, you know, with your shows, you know, as far as like the City of Mercy, or just having, you know, the recast? Like, what's going on far as with Tens of Chops now? Since we got you live now on the air, what's going on now with that moving forward?
Hold on, I just got a request. I'm going to clear the lines really quickly so a couple of people can get on, because I'm getting some requests. For all the people that are not pressing 1 or you're at the very, very bottom, I am about to clear the line now because I know certain people are trying to call in. I'm sorry. You're going to have to call back. So I'm going to clear the line real quick, then a couple of people go bye, 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 bye. Bye. All right, y'all better hurry up and call in now. Just build
it back up really quickly. Yeah, because I called it 10:08
on the live before. I did. What you over there doing, Alexis? Because you sound muffled.
I'm on my way home from work.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Jasmine. What you were saying?
As far as what I'm going to do with Tens of Chops, I really, really, in all honesty, don't know. Personally, as far as the state of emergency goes, I really don't know what I'm going to do with that. I know it ain't going to happen no time soon. To me, I'm still on summer break. Our fall season, to me, doesn't really kick off until October or whatever. So I really don't know. I know personally I've just been doing it for too long. Two seasons of state of emergency, and it's the same bullshit. So I don't know where I'm going to go with that. As far as the tea party on Tuesday night, the tea party, in all honesty, they all got things going on in their lives. You know, as we just heard, J-Rock, he can't be on all night He got to leave the show tonight at 12 o'clock. He got so much stuff going on in his life. Everybody got things going on. People want to take all these, you know, things that they want to do, things they weren't doing and stuff like that. So nobody really has time to be committed. And y'all really just don't understand. After a while, the committing to the show, it's really, it just takes a toll on you. Personally, I like going to sleep early. I go to sleep early. I'm up at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. I have my good days. You know, I do so much. So for me to be sitting on the radio show till 2, 3, or 4 o'clock in the morning, or 2 or 3 in the morning, whatever, I don't know if I can do that. And then as far as starting the show early, like 9 or 10 or whatever, child, that's interrupting my TV show. No, I really don't know. And then giving somebody access to the switchboard and all the rest of that stuff, that's too much personal information you have to get in the mind on the switchboard. So I just really, really don't know. But there are also some hours changed at work, so I have to sit back and see. Because in all honesty, again, like I said, y'all, not y'all personally right there, y'all too, but this shit just, to me, it's just a little draining. Like Alexis said, ain't nothing new, ain't nothing changed. It's the same old shit. And after a while, I'm just kind of get tired of it. Like, I got tired of cigarettes. I'm getting tired of a lot. I'm getting old. You can't be 25 forever. You got to be 26 one day.
Jasmine, about Kelly. I spoke to Kelly maybe a week or so, 2 weeks ago. And she's, you know, a person that has lived a life. Like you said, they realize it ain't always going to be good. It's not always going to be the same. And the way Kelly sounded, like, she was just like, she was ready. You know,
uh-huh.
Like, she was just like, girl, we already know how this goes.
So yeah, and that's one thing about her. She definitely did say that. You know, she's like, I'm ready to get the shit over with. You know,
yeah.
I want y'all to be for me. I just, you know, then she's like, child, I don't even want to talk to y'all. Y'all, every time I talk to y'all sound depressed. Y'all making me seem depressed. Bitch. I, she asked me about Big Brother and, hey, what you doing? Bitch, you sound like you in here. That's what she read to me. I'm like, hey. You know, bitch, what you sound like that for? You sound like you in here. Da 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 da. What's going on Big Brother? Da 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 da. You know, that's what she's giving. You know, so, I mean, she's okay. Believe me, she's perfectly fine. Perfectly fine, you know. So, I guess it comes to a point in your life where you just be saying, but you know what, I'm ready to get this done and be free and clear. Because when I do get out and when I'm done, then I could be, bitch, I could be like, I'm okay now. I'm good. I ain't got to worry about shit. You know, so maybe that's what it is. I have a couple of important callers really quickly. I'm coming to both of y'all. So let me go to a private caller. You're on the air.
Hi. Hello, Jasmine. Hello, Alexis. Hello, Naima.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Hey, this is Laura.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing just fine.
Wait, did he say Laura?
Yeah, he said Laura.
Okay.
This is Laura Spears. It surely is.
Well,
so,
hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. So, everyone, I'm not Alexis. So, everyone, I'm not Alexis. You hear it's me and Alexis on the phone. So, Alexis, not Laura Spears. This is Laura Spears right here. So, if you have a problem, you can call right on in Miss Camaro or anybody else because there's no problem. At all.
And for confirmation, that is Laura. So go ahead.
Thank you, Laura.
So what's going on, everyone?
Nothing much. How are you, Laura? That's a key, honey.
I'm doing wonderful. I'm in Atlanta leaving tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right.
So did you enjoy Atlanta and Philly, Laura? Give us the real thing.
The clubs were fine and just, like, seeing some old friends of mine, like seeing Japan and a few other people, seeing some people I haven't seen for a while. There was cool, but as far as the ball, it was a fool. There there were like four fights. When we first got there, they was tearing it in the parking lot. First off, they was about to fight in the parking lot. It was like four or five people. Like, one of them had grills in their mouth. He was light-skinned. They was carrying on. So when we got to the ball, we saw Martez and them. They was already trying to fight from the get-go before the ball even started. Jack and them got there late. So then they had, like Ella says, maybe a few categories. Then Martez and Ira start to tear it or whatever. Then, as you saw in the video that was posted, that Kima posted in the room, that, and I reposted again, Ira ran to that table. Martez knocked him into that table. And then they security body slammed him and knocked him on the floor. You heard that loud noise. That was Ira being knocked on the floor. And then, from what I heard afterwards, because I was still helping my child get ready for runway, they said Ira had went outside, and they were supposed to square up one-on-one, but Martez had ran away from Ira outside and hit it.
Ugh. Well, what were they fighting for in the first place?
You know, they was fighting because that was the people that was fighting Kelly O video. Remember the video with Kelly with that white and black dress on from earlier in New York?
At
the Capital Cabana place or whatever it's called, that was them fighting.
Oh, wow.
And they said they was going to tear it again at the Rumble Ball, but the problem was that Jack wasn't having it, so they couldn't do it then. So they did it. They said when we see each other again, we was going to tear it. So that's what it was.
So being that we got you on the phone, let me ask you something. You said a whole lot of shit, but what was your views on that on the category, the $5,000?
I think everybody should have been chopped because from I've been in the ballroom scene since the late 90s, and that's when I first started coming to balls. And for the $5,000 category, when Jasmine first brought it, and she remembered when Deshaun and Tyron Mugler, when they had a runway with Tyron Mugler and Jermaine Mizrahi. That was $5,000 with productions, and, I mean, effects was sickening. At this ball, people came out there looking like Power Rangers and Kermit the Frog. Like, there was nothing $5,000 about it. It's just no shade. Keith Aga, I mean, he was the best one, I would say, out of all of them, Keith Aga and the Conchal. They were the best two out of everyone. But $5,000, no. No.
Question. Is Boy Boy the same person that had the effect made out of guns from the Carolinas?
No. At the you talking about made out of guns at the not that wasn't the Carolina Awards ball. That was the
one at the
ball or something. That was the ball that Roddy got into with Keisha.
Is that the same person?
No.
Okay.
The it was what is his name? It's the other one that walked runway, not Boy Boy, but the other one. Giovanni. Giovanni was the one that I thought did better than Keith as far as walking wise, but effect wise, I mean, Keith had a better effect, but my whole thing is that when he did that blowtorch thing, he did that 3 years ago when he battled Jason. Like, everybody was going up saying, oh, this is couture. It was nothing couture about it. He had a patent leather skirt, some little patent leather skirt that you can get from Walmart. Like, it was nothing $5,000 worthy about it. It just wasn't. I'm sorry. Just wasn't worth it.
Well, you have a promoter on the line, Rodney. I think Rodney's background is a little loud. You may be driving. Rodney, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
Rodney, we can't hear you.
That's Rodney's phone.
See, when I mute Rodney, it's gone.
Okay.
But when I bring him back. Rodney, you might be on something.
Well, Jasmine, can you call my phone?
Is it this number or another
number? No, call my phone number. Call my phone number.
All right, let me look it up.
Okay.
Hey, Alexis, they said that gun effect was Trez Prodigy. That's who the gun effect was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We have another guest on the line. Hey. Miss LB, you're on the air. Miss London Bridge.
I am on the air.
Oh, my God.
It's been forever.
Hey, London.
How are you?
Hello. Hello. There's been a lot of stealing, fucking, yakking, coming, shoving since I've been on.
How was your summer in London?
You know, my summer, it was pretty well. You know, I stayed away from the Ebony and format that's getting the girls lot.
Wait a minute. Where are you? You stayed away from the Ebony format.
Yeah, sweetie, you haven't heard.
No, pump the tea out, London.
Maybe you aren't locked because you're in the house, sweetie.
Don't try it.
Let me bring my.
Oh, Let me say something real quick. And by the way, for any bitch that want to try it, Lord Spears is 5 different people. But so for you, Miss Aliquin, Pasiote, Prodigy, whatever you are, like I said, you're going to get knocked at the Agamal. And I meant what the fuck I said. And it's coming from me. So, bitch, you will learn it. So make sure you bring your ass. Okay? Thank you.
Oh. What happened?
Wait a minute, you said Lord Spears is 5 different people?
Yes, it is.
And my daughter, Laura Spears, has spoken.
5 different women. And in 5 different regions as well. That's why tea gets spilled in different places, so you can never clock which one it is.
Wow.
Is it safe to say that Laura Spears is a house? We'll say three different houses. We'll just say it like that.
Well, I got another site. But see, that's how you do it, bitch. That's how you do it. Do something that hasn't been done before. That's how you do it. Put out the all back. Stop me on the air.
Rodney? Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Hello, Rodney.
Hi, Rodney. What's going on, Laura? Everybody has a busy ass tonight. Who is Laura?
Hey, somebody's in the car listening from the speaker. Tell them to turn it down and stuff because we're getting the feedback from them.
Okay.
Oh, let me take it off my computer just in case, because it could be my computer. Let me take my thing off.
No, it's funny, but we don't hear it now. Go ahead, Rodney. The floor is yours.
Okay. I just was pulling in because anybody wanted to address the issues about Prodigy, about anything of that nature, my ball, the Prodigy ball, I'm here. Go ahead, London.
So, Rodney, you're the only one that's going to speak on behalf of the Prodigy Ball when man got all the coins?
Oh, well, no, we're pretty much action and not really words. But I'll be the PR rep tonight.
Oh.
And they can't speak on my ball.
So you say you got your ball.
Say it again, Naima.
I said, so you saying you got your money from your ball?
I put out the money, correct?
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay.
So, Rodney, was your ball the makeup for the Prodigy ball fuck-up, or?
No, my ball was my personal ball. Myself and Fred Chanel. That was a separate entity from the Prodigy ball.
Oh.
And speaking of the Prodigy Ball, from the Prodigy Ball, of course it was a mishap with the owner. And can you hear me?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay. With the owner and, you know, shicing on the venue and all that type of stuff, why would we give a house ball and and just deliberately take everybody's money and shut the ball down. That sounds crazy. We walk too many balls, the integrity of the house is too great to be trying to scam the ballroom out of some money. Yeah, I heard everybody say, well, Rice didn't get anything out of it, so he don't care. Whether I was financially buying it to the ball or anything like that, I'm still a prodigy. I still have the same name, and integrity is still there. And I'm definitely all about integrity and the ballroom scene. So with that being happening, with that happened, on Saturday, well, on Friday, first of all, they had a party. It was all you could drink. Then on Saturday, you know, we had the ball. It happened. That it's not the first ball that they had that. But, you know, I guess had a lot of great names in the house, a lot of stuff. So everybody want to feel the need to bash and slash and do everything else to people. So we understand that. That's ballroom. It works that way. So on Sunday, we had the free cookout. Everybody from the ball who read and said everything, they still was at the cookout eating free food. I sat down. My name is Salva Katya. I sat down for 3 hours pouring liquor, pouring drinks to these same fans that want to read and say the ball was late and tired, and they stood outside when it was told to be there at 6 and 7 o'clock, and they showed up at 11 and 12 o'clock and sat outside and want to read and say, oh, the setup was set up. It was set up because your motherfucking asses couldn't get that a reasonable hour and they could have got into the venue. You want to be Fab and thank you, Fab, instead of fuck outside and make a grand entrance in a t-shirt and jeans. We should have came in a fucking bowl when it was a dress-up occasion in the first fucking place. Since we want to get it out, let's get it out. And then I came to the motherfucking free cookout, drunk. I sat there for 3 hours, pouring all the liquor to the woods. I drank down. So for me to sit there and do all that, without having any financial ties with the bar or anything, I did that as a currency with my house as a leader of my house. So I took the raise. We'll take whatever comes with it. And then on Sunday night, the mini bar jam-packed still. The bar was free. And then they had another liquor again for $20 for VIP. Everybody walking around drunk and happy. So, you know, we tried to do what we could do to compensate for the ball, which we couldn't do because some people came, but it was Prodigy weekend. So we felt that the majority of the mass of the people would have been more compensated for not being able to work on Saturday night. So I know you can't please anybody. That goes without saying. But that's all I'm going to say with the Prodigy weekend. As far as me and Fred Bowl on last night, we had every category. We got out every fucking dime. Congratulations to Keith for $5,000. And just for everybody to say that you couldn't be chopped, you couldn't be this, you couldn't be that. There were stipulations. It was a pageant-style category. There's only 12 people there anyway that only walked for the grand prize because a lot of people were scared. A lot of people couldn't get their sex together. A lot of people who designed for everybody was walking. So that means a lot of people was left out in the cold because they had to be creative in their own minds, and they couldn't do that. So that's why a lot of people didn't walk. And then secondly, there was people that were chopped at the ball for all these video requests and hearsays. It was two people that were shot because they didn't bring the flag out, which was stipulated on the flyer. And there was one person that was, well, her face was there, but she got chopped. So chops don't happen at the ball. So for people say you couldn't chop, that's a lie because you could chop. But as for the other schools, you were getting judged on the work, you were getting judged on the creativity, and you were getting judged on the overall look. People did receive real scores, but it was a pyramid style, so everybody went into the battle according to their ranking, like a regular tournament. I know a lot of people are not into sports, so they wouldn't understand that concept of the ball, but it was a tournament style with the pageant style mixed with the ball. That's why the ball is called Hot Atlanta, because we infused everything that happens in Atlanta into a category. A new concept, creative minds, and the concealed thing and everything of that nature was to avoid the girlfriend thing or you scoring somebody that you don't know who you are, but you get the high scores and you get the low scores and then you sing so on, but you still have to work at down at the end. That's how the concept came about. It took me a while to get the vision together, but I thought it was something else with someone else, and we came up with a good concept and a good vision. We put up their scores in, we came up with a tournament style, and they walked. That's why people had to walk back to back because their scores were really low and they had to battle. And once they battled, they had to come back and battle the number one seed, which at that time was Keith because he received the highest scores in the initial presentation part of the category.
Ronnie, this is Lauren.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question, though? And be honest with
me,
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Now, with
yes.
you being an icon and you've been in the ballroom scene for years, now, to you, do it seem that, like, in 2013, that creativity in the ballroom scene has went straight downhill compared to what it used to be?
Oh, yes, definitely. I yesterday, finally, in a group that I'm in about creativity being dead. And I think they're all schedule money. They are.
Yeah, because as you know, with the $5,000 balls back then, it was something that we would want to see. Nowadays, people, these effects not even given really $1,000, barely that. But let alone $5,000, like, it's just my opinion about it.
Yeah, you know, and the people in the room is always, they complain about everything. They're going to complain if the box is all done, you finish out the categories. They're going to complain if the box is in there and they didn't get a chance to walk. They're going to complain if they got to go too early because they couldn't make a fab entrance. They're going to complain if the ball was too late. They're going to complain about every fucking thing, but you can't please any fucking body nowhere, period. I'm skipping around because I had a lot of questions, a lot of stuff. So now, Naima, I'm going to answer your question. I don't book any motherfucking body. I never have and I never will.
Ooh.
Okay?
Okay.
He has a business. He wants to come, he can come. I don't care. I don't book anybody. I book a commentator, I book a DJ. That's what I book. I book them, they work for me. Everything they do, it represents me, and it benefits me in the long run. I appreciate Jack and Selvin and Var for doing an excellent job doing everything I asked them to do at the ball, for us to have the ball, and for us to finish the ball. Despite all the interruptions from icons and legends, statement stars, and outs, the ball is still finished. And I had all the categories. And I stood on the floor to make sure that my judges looked at the category that I put in front of them. I gave every judge the flyer with the category stipulations. And when they weren't doing right, I corrected the judges. And I went down, each one of them, and said, here's the flyer. Please look at it for every category. I did that myself. So no one could say, oh, well, they shaded me. They let him come out. He didn't have the right thing. He didn't. No, he was not going to say it about our function. I let Floyd run around, handle the monetary stuff. I took care of the ball stuff. That's what I'm about, at being on the floor. I'm a stickler for the categories, and because I wrote them, I want to make sure that the vision that I wrote on paper came to life on the ball floor, so no one can come to me at the end and say, oh, it was Shane, or it was Belfort, or it was whatever. If you didn't write the category right, I told the judges that it wasn't right, and I say them on their way. Girlfriends, nephews, nieces, whatever they were last night, it was about the ball and bring the category right.
Well, let me ask you something, Ronnie. Okay, so you say that you book commentators and you book the DJ and stuff like that. Okay, so I hear that answer from your end, but then what about with Fred end? Like, he didn't see booking Caesar?
We regular promoters for a ball. If people want to come, they're going to come. No, his mentality is like mine, too. We don't book people. They're going to come if they want to come. But just like you say, you did say, you know, even though he's a family prodigy, he's a prodigy, but he was thinking him to be at the bar. You know, hey, disappointment comes. You know, I wish he would have been there, you know what I'm saying? But he didn't. He had his groups. He had his people he had to take care of. And if his financial situation didn't, then the family had to come to Atlanta for a weekend. He couldn't come.
From what I recall, Caesar was taking a break from the ballroom to find his neck.
Right. Right.
Caesar did what?
He was taking a break from the ballroom so he can find his neck.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Caesar was taking
a break
from the ballroom. Yeah.
Okay.
I think London meant that. Well, yeah, he's taking a break, I think, from, like, the major balls, because I know he was saying he was going to Vogue Nights because Mika was supposed to be coming out tonight. So, but other than that, I don't think he's going to be really traveling like that, like how he used to for a while. Ronnie, don't you agree that it's good that you didn't book ballroom throwbacks? Because if you would have, you would have lost money from the Atlanta ball.
Which ball?
from the ball that just passed. If you were to book Ballroom Throwbacks, don't you probably agree that you all probably would have lost money because therefore you have to pay, you know, you have to pay him money, and then there wasn't like a lot of people there. It was an okay crowd, but it wasn't like, you know.
Well, I was expecting like 500 or 600, but it was like 375. That was okay because we didn't depend on the crowd for our money. Fred is a moneymaker. I'm a moneymaker.
Right.
We don't do it. We didn't do it to make money. We did it to have a buzz to Atlanta, to excite Atlanta to have a nice crowd. It wasn't about the money for us. Not for me. I have my own money. I go to work for my own thing. Yeah, it does. But if you're doing it just for the profit, then you're doing it for the wrong reason. I don't have to pay rent with that. My name was paid before I got to Atlanta, and I had my money in my pocket already. We did that out of kindness of our heart. We made $5,000. Just to compete because we had to do whatever, but we know we were financially able to do whatever we said we wanted to do. Whether we left out there with one penny or $100,000, everybody's going to receive their money, and Keith is smiling because he got $5,000. $2,500 from me, $2,500 from Fred, and we still get all the categories, all the money from all the other categories. So you can't rate us. There's no rent parties over here. We party, we drink, we also we do what we do, but we have our money.
I'm just surprised that everybody kept trying to fight, though. Everybody kept trying to shut the ball down by trying to carry it on. I was so surprised that everybody was
blamed us. And they
was carrying in the bathroom. They was doing drugs in the bathroom. Security had to put, like, some people out because they was, for what the security said, this is why I heard them say, they was smoking that stuff, like that Cena stuff. And so they had to put, like, this boy about the ball. And so they was carrying on, so they didn't know what they was going to do with him. So I don't know if the police ended up coming or something, but they put him out.
Right. And even from the beginning, the LSS, when Ira and Martez got into their altercation, Ira would have been speaking to Martez, but not about knowing him, but he's going to come to my bar and disrespect me and Fred like that. But, you know, I always say, well, why are you always cutting up? I try to talk to people, you know, just outside of bars, not about ballroom, just about life in general. And for him to come to that bar to try to mace Ira and do all that stuff, that's just his first time seeing him at a man Fred's bar, I thought that was a slap in the face and very disrespectful. And even though he ensued it and Ira was just there, I had to put both of them out because it was already fear. And Ira understood that because I spoke to Ira outside with Felicity. So he understood that.
Right.
Could anybody have any calls for me? Any comments for me? Come on.
Yeah, let's see if we have any callers in reference to Rodney is on the air in reference to the ball last night, or any of the stuff that you guys were saying. 917-929, you're on the air.
All right. 804-687. All right.
Room for somebody else. J-Rod, you're on
the air. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can
hear you. Yes. Okay. Hey, how you doing, London? Hello, J-Rod. Hey, Rodney, first of all, how you doing tonight?
Rodney,
we're
still getting a little feedback from you, but go ahead, Rodney.
I was gonna ask because I know I had called you about the category because you know I wanted to make sure that everything was right before I found out these results. I wanted to come. So the way that you explained it to me, because I got so much heat about what I said about what I saw, but in your opinion, then in runway and how you wanted to see it brought, did you feel that any of the effects was high fashion couture? Because I did not see high fashion couture. I seen avant-garde. And I seen, like, bizarre, but I didn't see high fashion couture. And I just didn't feel like everybody was bringing it for $5,000. But everybody gave me heat like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You ain't been doing this a long time. So how did you feel about what you saw and how they brought it?
I did think that people brought it like I asked to bring it. Because I wanted creativity, and I wanted their own little take on what it was. Everybody thinking you got to come out the ceiling, you got to have fluff, you got to, your thing got to stretch all the way down the runway and over the top and all of that. That's not what it is.
Mm.
Everybody's like Power Rangers, and I want you to be creative with your look. They said Power Rangers. I know they were talking about Giovanni. Giovanni has won thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. He's a fashion major. He knows what he's doing.
Okay.
I respect them for putting it together, for bringing it out there. Go ahead.
Rodney, you was the one with the last battle, the one with the baby blue and green on and something that looked like a Power Ranger. That was that couldn't have been Giovanni, because I thought Giovanni was the one with the gold and red on.
No, the gold and red was Boy Boy. The blue and gold was the final battle was Giovanni and Keith.
Okay, well, Alexis, then, that was Boy, the one I thought that should have won, then.
Rodney, somebody had tagged you in the post. Did you see
Hello?
That?
You lost signal?
Free Kelly.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, too. And for the caller that said something about where the prodigies were in relation to Kelly, I mean, my name is Rodney, last name's Prodigy. I correspond with Jasmine and Kai about anything Kelly needs, or if she's going to need financial, and she needs anything, I'm here. So that's to answer your question.
Ooh.
Yes, free Kelly.
Rodney, did you see the question that somebody asked you, Rodney?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to be on the phone. What's the question they asked?
They said it's no shade to ballroom throwbacks, but how can he say he was on a break last night and tonight he's screaming roll call for Vogue Nights? Rodney, Father Cocktail, love you damn, but homie, what's up with that?
I just made that clear already.
Okay, it's $2.50 to get to Vogue Nights. For him to bring four people to Atlanta, probably $2,000. You do the fucking math.
Rodney ain't having it tonight.
Next question. Rodney, how many cocktails have you had? Say it again.
How many cocktails have you had?
I had 3 Patrol margaritas earlier, but that's not affecting me now. I'm sober and ready to go.
I can tell.
I weed on this. No, all my balls are finished. All the fake bullshit, all y'all girls that wanted to say so much, I'm doing all this, I'm having 3 balls. Yes, the fuck I had 2 balls and a house ball. I had all the money for every ball that I was financially tied to. In Chicago, I'm going to take it back because, baby, this is a summer recap. In Chicago, I sat there at the beginning of the ball with at least 10 to 12 colorful envelopes that were full with all the money for those kids to walk. And that's all I'm going to say, because I don't want to offend anybody, because the people say they're going to come to the ball and they don't come, and in my eyes, you have to put other people up there to keep the peace in the Middle East. And then when shit go wild, they don't want to blame the promoters. Fuck that. Because it wasn't the fucking promoters. We had everything that we needed to do for your tables being stocked like you always ask. So you can't ring me about a motherfucking table ever in life. You can't ring me about ever no money. So you want to find something else to read about. I don't have to ever again. But I do,
well,
and y'all still come because y'all know. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, London. Sorry.
Yeah, they said, how could you have a house full with 150 capacity, the building 150 capacity?
That's not true. Go ahead.
That venue holds more than that. The owner decided that he wanted to do what he wanted to do. When he was putting the powder down and he was seeing money in his face, he had no problem with it. He knew it was a ball. He had balls there before. But as he saw that the crowd was really, really, really getting deep, and he also had another party downstairs, which was empty as fuck, so he couldn't feel like he couldn't benefit off anything, he wanted to shut it down.
Rodney, I think people were mad at the fact that y'all started the ball and then y'all had that grand march like right after the second category, I think it was, or right during the second category, that Twister versus Sister category. So I think people were getting upset. Huh?
Okay, we didn't stop it. We even tried to have other categories in between That's how we were able to have.
No, what I'm saying is that when y'all had that grand march, that did last for a long time. And I think some people were saying y'all should have kept up with the ball, at least try to rush to have the grand prize category, at least because everybody came to see that grand prize category, like hands down.
At that moment, everybody in that ball. How many people was in at that time? Just said it was 300 people. 150 motherfuckers came to me and said, "We never open the bar. We never open the bar. The bar was closed because people were about to get dressed. He wasn't concerned about no fucking category. He was concerned about getting full, high, and drunk. And they always do it every fucking ball. So we wanted good. We said, okay, well, let's stop the ball and do grand march so these motherfuckers can get to this bar. That was their only concern at that moment. Otherwise, we would have kept on going with the ball and left the ball closed. So everybody want to get the Porsche part, get the whole fucking story. That's why we do Grand March. To clear up, to free up that space so they can have the bar.
I don't know what Laura is on the phone, but I'm just going to ask Laura. Laura, so are you the one that says that Tina and drugs is really what fucked up this ballroom scene? Do you feel that way as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, people be doing it in the bathroom now. It's crazy. It's like bananas.
Wait a minute, Laura. I disagree. It's not the drugs. It's the people that do them.
No, I'm not talking about coke and stuff like that because they've been doing that for years. I'm talking about this Tina stuff because you could tell these people look bad now. Like, a lot of these kids look bad. And Ronnie, you see what I'm talking about. You could tell. Like, you could tell these people ain't been sleeping for days. You go into these balls, breath smell like shit. They look fierce. I mean, they just look fierce. Wigs on backwards and everything else. They look fierce.
Like Holiday Heart?
Very much that.
No, Holiday Heart is given, she's given fish compared to those girls.
I mean, don't let the drug do you, do the drug. That's how I was always taught.
Right.
Period.
If you get that drug, then
you do serious shit. You walk in face and you're going to have your titties popping out and you rubbing your dress and rubbing your wig.
Hold on, Laura. Laura.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, you know where I was going with that.
Somebody kept snatching. I mean, kept pulling up, kept snatching for no reason.
J-Rock.
She had a little leopard outfit on. She was giving, like, animal cheese or something. She was like a wild animal. She wasn't selling no
money. Why did she come out there knowing that her titties was going to come out there carrying on like that?
No,
they didn't look like they was coming out. They wasn't coming out.
Did you catch her nipple almost hit the judge's drink? That was the funny part.
Uh-oh.
She was on the table, and then the nipple almost hit the judge's drink, and they was like, child. They was like, did you see it? He was like, child. He was like, she doing too much.
Hold on
for 1 minute. This is what I don't understand about some of y'all people. It might be the Tina or the dress, because it seems like y'all forget. The man just said why Caesar wasn't at his ball, and he gave the explanation on why. Why do y'all keep asking people to repeat the same thing? Like, where
because
are
y'all?
Because
it's the Tina. It's the Tina. Caesar's
not coming to nobody's balls because Kelly's not home to grab his tickets anymore.
London, be nice.
Well, I don't think people need her to the door. You know what? Okay.
Naima, be quiet. Naima.
I don't understand I can't understand why people can't show up to balls on time and keep getting turned by the balls. They want to read about the balls. That's what I don't understand. Just get the fuck there. Especially if you flew all the way from Texas, California, all over the nation, then you get to the fucking state and you get there late and then want to get mad when the fucking club turned you. That's what I don't fucking get.
Well,
But
if your flight
when
hey, everybody.
Time, you
on
start
time.
At a certain time. Yeah, if your flight, say, start at 8 o'clock, for example, like Marcus, I've been to plenty of Marcus balls, and if Marcus' flight says I'm starting at 9 p.m., that ball's going to start like 9, no later than 9:10, period. And you will gag and miss your category, and he will not call it back again.
But let me say something before Marcus and everybody starts, because I just want to say this. We've been doing this for so many fucking years. We've been giving balls at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. We've been giving balls at 11 or 12 o'clock in the evening. We've been giving balls at 5 or 6 in the afternoon. No matter what, we're still going to get the same shit. They never come on time, but they complain that it's starting too late. No matter what, like Rodney said, you just can't please them. It's just always going to fucking happen. Bitch, I gave the last selection fall. I rented the space for 2 days, and it was the same bullshit. Go ahead, Marcus.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey,
what's up, Marcus?
I want to just say I'm well.
Oh, hey.
I want to first commend Fred and Rodney for what they did. Last night was a true testament of hard work and kind of seeing their vision come to life last night. I appreciate the people that actually took the effort and energy to do it right. What I will say, because Rodney's probably not going to say it, but I'm going to say it. Out of the judges that were selected for Runway for the $5,000, all of which who have definitely proven themselves, I would like to commend 8 of the 9 judges for being fair and consistent with their scoring.
You said 8 of the 9?
8 of the 9.
So, the
I want to finish.
Marcus, say this.
Excuse me. 6 of the 7. It was only 7.
Oh, okay.
It was only 7. 6 of the 7. And what I'm going to tell the whoever it was, all of the judges, they chose the pageant style just so they could tell whether it was shade or not. So I'll give you an example. One judge really didn't give any high scores. The highest they might have given was a 25, or you know that might. But it was accordingly, like, all the scores were kind of similar unless it was bad. So even if who we thought were the best, their high score in their mind might have been 25. But if you notice somebody if you saw judges who gave people 15s and then one judge gave somebody a 29, 30, and then one of the better people who all the judges had given maybe a perfect score to, another judge gave them a 7, it really, you just basically proved that you really weren't, you shouldn't have been up there, and you were being fierce for no reason. And Rodney's not going to say it, and Fred's not going to say it, but that was very unfair to individuals who really put a lot of effort, energy, and time into their effects for you to score them low, because that your one score actually affected them. I'm just going to say that. It might have not changed the outcome at all, because Keith definitely, y'all saw how the building went up when he came out. However, to me, that was unfair. And so, I mean, because I know who you are, you'll never judge a dog show for me. A dog show, a kitty litter, you couldn't pull the hat, you couldn't pull the number out of an auction block for me. The lotto ticket, you couldn't do nothing.
Marcus,
I have no comments on that. That was just a blanket statement.
So Marcus, I have a question. You said the building went up. Did they go up because they seen an effect and a nasty walk, or did they go up because they knew it was Keith Aga?
No, they wouldn't. This is my question. You, even if houses were screaming the names, how did you 100% know that was whoever it was? Nope, that was the whole point. You could have thought it could have been anybody, but, you never really know. The building went up because her effect was over. The headpiece was over. The glitter on the mask was over. The everything was over. And J-Rock, high fashion to me means could you see it on a runway in Italy,
right.
Milan, Paris? Some of those effects I could have seen. Others weren't so good.
No.
And the judges scored them accordingly. Some people's walks were better than their looks. Some people's looks were better than their walks. Overall, it averaged out.
You know what? That's what it was, Marcus. It wasn't, like, a lot of people wasn't really giving, like, 100%. of what the category was calling for. They were either giving one half and not giving the other half, and that's what the problem I was having with that.
And it might have just been the feeling. It might have just been, you know, when you get in there, they're nervous. Runway is one of those categories where, how do you say it? Runway is one of those categories where it was very intensive. Like, for them to even plan that out took a lot of effort and energy. So sometimes when they would have, if they would have had to do a production, I really feel like it probably would have been, you know, even less people. And then had judges actually chopped, like had they been able to like totally chop based on the walk or the look and not score, it probably would have only been four people that got through.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all still would have been reading.
Well, how many people were on the category?
12.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Thank you, Rodney. That's the same thing I was saying, because my thing was I see a lot of runway, like, creative people. Since I've been in ballroom, runway seemed like it has the most creative people, a lot of people, and I just thought it was going to be a lot of people come to this ball for $5,000.
Baby, I've been doing this for too long.
It's a prior weekend.
Like walking for big money. They just don't like walking for big money.
Right.
I gave $5,000 away for 17 Face. I only had, what, 2 contestants? Best Dress, 3 contestants.
Right,
I mean,
in the grand scheme of things, 12 was actually a decent number for what you had, unless you would have just said bring an old effect or something you've lost in and made it really simple like that, you weren't going to get a million people to walk. That's just not going to happen. But I do commend the ones that actually came out because, for the most part, they really, you know, they really tried. And it might have been – most of their looks were okay. I saw where they were going with it. Just some people – I don't see how you walked for $5,000 and you didn't read the category. You went by what somebody told you over the phone.
$5,000.
Y'all can read me down and say I don't walk balls. But I promise you –
thank
if
you,
I
Marcus.
Was walking for $5,000, I'm going to read the category.
I
would have
read
myself.
That motherfucking flyer.
Four times, 500 times, before I wasted one dime on anything.
Can I ask a question? Rodney, Uncle Rodney, where you at?
Yes, I see where this is going.
Have you ever been to South Dakota Mall?
Yes.
Have you ever been to Greenbrier Mall?
Of course, you know, that's my spot.
Okay. So we all
I'm not going to touch that.
You know what, Alexis? I don't have no balls.
I have sensitive issues with that.
That young lady answered, Alexis. It did not say she had to be walking. She didn't say it. Said you were at South Dakota Mall. Her reply was, "I'm at the mall working." So she could have been a perfume saleswoman at the mall.
Listen, if you've been to any of them motherfucking malls, you know them hoes behind them motherfucking dollar store perfume motherfucking booths do not dress like they going to a motherfucking corporate meeting.
She gave me. You remember the girl that worked at
They don't even have high-end stores at those malls.
It didn't have to be high-end. She dressed up. She felt sediddy that day. You know what? I mean, to be honest with you, we thought of the category one way. I'll be honest with you. I expected everybody to see to come Banji, but it did not say that. So when you read a ball flyer.
Everybody but one person came Banji. That is 99.5% of the people. That's what the category was.
But it did not say bring it, Banji. It said you were going to South DeKalb Mall. You were in South DeKalb. Would you be clocked in South DeKalb Mall? If she was standing behind the register at South DeKalb Mall, whether it was Checkers or the dollar store, would she have been clocked? No, the girl was real.
and it's no shade.
Yeah, she was really shit.
So that, I mean, it's up to interpret. I mean,
you're
honestly,
right.
It was up to the judges.
You said it like that. You're right. Me personally, and the other 99.9% of people, you know.
Another example, Schoolboy, where it said bring it in an Atlanta university or college.
Right.
Well, the University of Georgia,
no,
most of us know it's in Athens.
Twist.
Hmm?
With a twist.
Oh, no, that was Schoolboy. Twist. Right. So
the
Twist Park. Right. So when we think of the Atlanta schools, we think of Georgia State, Georgia Tech, those are the ones we heard. But, you know, people got technical and started saying, well, there's an extent. You know, even DeVry, you know that DeVry is in Atlanta for the most part. You know what I mean? but people went out, you know, I thought, what, one boy had Troy University? I've never heard of it. I don't know where it is.
Somebody had DeVry?
No, but DeVry is in Atlanta.
But DeVry is everywhere.
DeVry is everywhere, but it is in Atlanta. You got to realize, it didn't say.
It's in Atlanta. Just like they said about University of Phoenix. Oh, we got University of Phoenix. It's online school everywhere. But, you know, somebody would have been stressed for that. But the campus of University of Georgia, the campus of University of Georgia, Athens, is Athens, Georgia. We would have satellite campuses in Atlanta, Atlanta, wherever. The address of University of Georgia is in Athens, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to speak that to my brother, who's been relocated from Chicago to Atlanta for about 6 months. Now you're a historian on Georgia facts. I live there. I know. I love you down. Oh, well, father.
speaking of the other categories, I want to give a shout-out to Mimi Revlon for winning Butch Queen Vogue film, the girl from North Carolina, South Carolina, wherever she's from. I want to
give a special shout out to the House of Revlon because I know my father, Tony Revlon, he definitely has an issue with Atlanta. I feel like it's very shady to the House of Revlon, stuff like that. I do want to commend them for definitely coming to support Fred and I with the mothers, PRS, and the fathers, Antonio, Tony, Loco, Terry, Leticia, I want to commend you guys for coming and bringing the big names with you to support us at the function, even though you think Atlanta is some shit.
I want to give a shout out to Malou Chanel for representing his house and representing the Gulf Coast and winning Pretty Boy.
Why are we talking about the Gulf Coast?
Hold on, Malou. Hold on, Marcus. Since we're on that subject, Laura, let me tell y'all something. Leave my motherfucking kids in my house and my brother alone. As thick as they were dancing around that motherfucking floor.
Oh, yeah, I saw how you quickly quieted Laura up the other day, like when she came to that pose.
Can we get to the point?
Row 322 pose.
Why do people think that a ball has to be extra crowded for it to be successful? Where did that ever come from?
You know what? I think it was a suspicion, like, for everybody to. I think everybody was thinking more people was going to be there. And
not just that one
it
ball, because I mean. The Prodigy ball, you know.
Naima, stop, please.
What is going on?
If you're in the ball, got a maneuver, turn sideways to get by somebody. Oh, the ball is over. Oh, the ball is over. No, bitch, it's hot. And you're bothered because you got to be bothered by all those people.
I mean, being honest, out of Rodney 3 balls he threw this year, this was the only ball that was successful because the other two, we all know how that went. So, I mean.
Well, we're not going to read our favorite thing.
And they're bringing back one of the categories for the honor ball, so I commend them on that one.
But I'm just saying, you know how
Let me get to some of these callers real quick because I was drinking some coffee. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, private caller.
Yeah, everybody gonna pity the fact that Laura put the men in the casket.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you know, Laura, Laura, they gonna get you.
I want to say free RR. Go put some money on this book.
Oh.
RR is well taken care of.
Hey, you's a liar. I talked to him this past weekend. He was up and he needed some money on his book. Anyways. I don't know what's going on. The kids wanted me to call in here and ask Big Sexy, honey, why you still be bothered with the House of Prodigy when they don't even support you? Hello? Where Big Sexy at?
Hello? I'm sorry. It was on mute. What'd you say?
The kids asked me to call in here. They want to know why you even bother with the House of Prodigy when they don't even support you.
They do support me. Like everybody said, this is my second personal ball. The last one, you know, a different member that came. Unfortunately, like I spoke with Andre today about, because he said that it was like shaved from the house. And I spoke to him, like, after Prodigy weekend, after people have spent $500 to get there and rooms and effects and grandma's office and stuff like that, some people are tapped out. Was I upset a little bit? Yes, I was. Was I mad? Yes, I was. But I move on. It's still there. Mm-hmm. Some call, some didn't. You know, it's just life.
Well, okay, baby, go on, put me back on mute. They just had me to call in here and ask you that.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Granny. 202-450, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, this senior deacon? This is Bishop.
Oh, God.
How y'all doing, man? First of all, happy Labor Day. I hope everybody enjoyed their Labor Day weekend. Hey, what's going on? Just calling in to see what's going on with y'all. And, you know, that's it. I actually couldn't get in for a minute. But, yeah, I was just calling in to check up with y'all. Jasmine, I wanted to talk to you about something. I ain't get a reply back to you.
Oh, my God.
It's really, 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 really something that you probably would love to be interested in. So if you
can
give me a friend request.
You trying to talk to me about it?
You said how?
You trying to talk to me about an app for this radio show? I don't even know if I'm going to continue with it.
Well, no, this is the only.
Oh, okay.
What have you been doing?
With the radio show and stuff like that, then, you know, we can talk about that in the future, but I don't even know if we're coming back.
Are you serious?
Free Charlie.
But thank you, Bishop. I'm sorry. But yeah, I don't like I said earlier, I don't feel like doing it.
So what's this tea about room 322? Did someone leave?
I can't talk no more about it. I'm under contract with
for all of y'all people saying that the show is not giving y'all what y'all thought, I don't know what y'all thought the show really was going to give y'all. It's like Big Brother, expect the unexpected. Bottom line is, nobody knows what was going to happen. So what did y'all think was going to happen? The show is for y'all. Y'all call in and make it happen the way y'all want it to happen. Rodney just sat here and gave y'all a recap. He said, honestly, I got to respect him. He said, honestly, everything that he felt, but now, like always, y'all just never fucking satisfied.
That's
call
the
in
thing.
And say what y'all say.
Jazzy, you know what the thing is, that people need to learn what the difference between the key and when something is really serious. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, they want to make sure everything's so fucking serious. Like, chill out, take a joke, key, and move on.
Okay. Well, can we even address this? Did y'all even notice that Atlanta Pride really wasn't even the same this year?
Yeah, it was dry.
It was like, you know, I just remember where it used to be pretty much you went to one or two clubs and everybody was there and it was big enough space.
Mm-hmm.
It had to have been 10 parties going on. You couldn't see everybody.
Oh, same
And that parking lot be popping outside the club. It was just like
right.
having another club outside. But this year, it was nothing like that.
Right. When
well,
are the promoters going to realize it would be cheaper for them just to really just separate each day? One person take Friday, one person take Saturday, one person take Sunday. Only have one day of expenses. Do what you got to do, and then y'all share the wealth. Because being open all weekend, it couldn't have worked out for them, except maybe the after hours.
Marcus, I've realized this about a lot of different cities here lately. Everybody is greedy. Like back in the day, it was like that for these different prides and stuff in these different cities. One day, this club would take it. The next day, the next club would take it. But now, everywhere you go, you got like 6 to 7 different venues to it's splitting up the whole crowd till, you know, it's just, you don't even see everybody you thought you was going to see.
Right.
So it's, they're just greedy. The club owners, everybody wants to open up a club these days. The club, or either they just want to open up a venue for that weekend. You know, so the greed is separating the actual crowd. But, hey.
Somebody got feedback. Listen, I'm going to go to a couple of callers because I told them to make it hot. So now all of a sudden they're calling in. So press 1. And I'm getting feedback from somebody. 980248, you're back on the air.
Okay, let's get down to the nitty. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Loud and clear.
Okay, so let's really get to the real. Did man eat Mercedes Dykes pussy? Is that why she left the house?
What?
Oh. if we're going to get down to the nitty gritty, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Let's stop playing these motherfucking games. Did man eat Mercedes Dykes pussy? Is that why she left the house?
Oh, God. I don't know. Anything about Mercedes and no Dykes.
It wasn't no Dyke. We'll just say that.
Oh, okay. I mean, I just want to get down to the nitty gritty instead of keep playing these little cat and mouse games and stuff like that.
He didn't eat no dyke pussy, but yeah.
So he got his pussy ate.
Oh, shit.
listen to how I answered your question. Listen to how I answered it. I said he didn't eat no dyke pussy.
Oh, okay. Cute.
Pussy.
Cute.
Okay,
turn it, man. Okay,
so
second. Let's go here. Okay. Let's go.
Okay, go with the questions, and then I'll come back for you. Go ahead.
Okay, and then let's go here. Okay, the second thing about this or whatever. Okay, now I'm seeing all the legends and icons getting on here talking about let's turn it, let's take this global, all this kind of stuff. But I'm seeing like a lot of the icons and stuff like that with these fucked up faces, all that pump work and cheeks and stuff like that. And then they're taking like the new girls who have invested a lot of money into their looks and stuff, and they're killing their realness and stuff with all this ballroom throwbacks and stuff. I mean, how do y'all feel about that? call out for all y'all to come on out and let's do this or whatever the case it is. Now, let's be real. When you get down to nitty gritty, these girls can't walk the street and the trade look at them and say, that's pussy, because it's not. Your cheeks are sitting down in the bottom of your jawline and stuff like that, and then you're exposing the girls who have put so much hard effort and work into them, you know, and now they can't be real. So there's no such thing as realness anymore.
Okay,
she
everybody. Hold on, caller. Now, listen, when you send out mail, let me tell you what I've always learned, and I've done.
Okay.
I've been in and out of the penitentiary.
I mean, I'm just the kind of person where I don't like to beat around the bush, and I'm not going to subliminally send messages out.
Listen,
go ahead.
We're not going to beat around the bush. Now, like I said, when you send mail out, you have to put an address on it.
so it can get to the right person. So who are you directing this letter to? Who is the person that cheats and sit down at the bar and they
talk? I just need to know a name. I just said that. I just said the scenario. Her cheeks are sitting down at the bottom of our jawline. Oh. What do you mean?
Oh.
I mean, it's no shame. Mother's body is motherfucking over. Know what I'm saying? But those cheeks are not right.
So you saying she's okay?
Okay, so caller, that's your opinion on it. So are you?
That's not just my opinion, baby. That's the world's opinion. It's right there. Let me show you the clip. I'll put the clip on Ballroom Throwbacks real quick.
Come on, don't play with me like that.
She's not. Okay, so let's go down the line. You have, it's a lot of them. It's just a plethora of them, period.
Alyssa's cheeks look fierce.
Caller, where are you from?
All over. D.C. originally. What's up?
Okay, I'm going to need you to go to L.A. I'm going to need you to go to L.A. and Beverly Hills and see why a lot of real fish look like transies these days. Because you can't just say that, oh, the whole world is clocking realness. I mean, look at little Kim. L.A. look like that. I just left California, and I didn't know
there's a difference there. There's a difference, and I don't want to get into a heated debate with you or whatever, but I am trying to prove a point. You cannot put little Kim in the middle of that, because if you put little Kim, Sanaya, and Shawnice right there on the same totem pole or whatever the case it is, definitely little Kim looks right.
Okay.
But that's your opinion, not the world. My question to you, caller, is I understand what you're saying, and I understand your opinion, but what is your point? What are you saying about it?
I'm asking because while all the girls being killed and everything recently or whatever the case may have been, you know what I'm saying? I'm asking, like, what is the get up with that? Why are they exposing these kids? Is it because their own realness is not pushing through anymore because it's a new day of work? Or, I mean, what's going on with that?
But how are they exposing? What are they doing to expose the people?
You say what?
What are they doing to expose these people?
I mean, they're killing their realness. You're taking them on Ballroom Throwbacks saying that we're going to get national exposure, we're going to do this, or we're going to do that. But yet, still, you know what I'm saying? These girls are really trying to be real. There's a lot of people that walk balls for extracurricular activity, but really don't want to be publicized, and nor do they know what the publicity is going to cause. That's why a lot of these girls are getting their hair blown off and heads beat in now.
But you're 100% right, but let's clarify something really quickly. There is no reality show. There ain't no reality show. Ain't nothing happening. And bottom line is these people have to agree to go on there. No one is forcing them to be exposed. They choose to do this.
Now, Jasmine, when we said this about 5 months ago, didn't they say we was being negative?
Oh,
that it wasn't going to be no show.
Naima, everybody wants you to calm down so they can hear.
Naima, calm down for a minute. Okay, and caller, I'm going to give you one more. You got anything else to say?
And please, all
that. I couldn't hear you. Say that one more time, please.
You got one more, baby. Go ahead. Give me one more.
Give you one more. Let me make this a good one. Because there's a plethora of things that I really would like to know. But that was pretty much the gist of what I was going. I really wanted to find out, like, why the switch in power from the, I'll give you one more. Here we go. I'll give you one more. What in the fuck was Caesar thinking putting that picture of Mika up there like that?
I'm sorry. Mika would look nice. I'm sorry. I was at the bar.
Well, fuck it then. I quit. I'm done with the ballroom scene.
No, you should be. You really should be, because you're not going to get on this Mika, honey. Not at all.
Well, don't get me wrong. I love her. I love her. I love her down or whatever the case it is for what she brings as far as her category is. But then you look at the clips where you look back and you see her walking sex siren and shit, and then you wonder, like, this was a setup from the beginning. They couldn't have thought this was sexy and giving this lady this grand prize and shit for sex siren when she was looking like that in the face. It's always been like a little hair over the shoulder or a little Leah bang or something like that. You really could never get in.
Okay, you're
tired. Okay.
All right, next call.
Please be tired. Thank you, caller. Thank you so much.
Goodbye. And now she's reaching.
Thanks for reaching out. I got a couple of other callers, private callers.
I'm here. I mean, I'm going to have to go back to here.
She tried it.
Bitch, you could never cuff up the night.
Right, cuff up the night and the daughter. And me, girl. Girl, she lost her mind.
Private caller.
Get the fuck down.
Okay, hey, hold on, y'all. Before I put a second, please. Private caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Thanks, private
I just want to add to the guy before me statement, you know, about the saggy asses. When you get pumped with that fill, you'll have the same problem Octavia did. May she rest in peace. Octavia St. Laurent did in her last days. When all that shit goes right down your leg, honey, ain't cute.
Oh,
well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Can I say something? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
We've been laughing
the whole
fucking
30
minutes.
Yeah, no, we hear your baritone voice.
Speaking of something that wasn't cute, what did y'all think about that whole debacle between Erica and that child that's the icon, Danielle, and she had that white dress on with that body?
I couldn't take my focus off Danielle's eye. I was wondering which way it was going next.
Danielle looks fierce.
Did we congratulate Miss Shalay St. Laurent on being the new overall
Miss St.
Laurent?
Season told her to turn around and shake it. He knew what he was doing when he told her to do that. She got her, bitch. And he knew, and mind you, got to get into how Caesar, how he'll have the girls on video, but then he'll take the picture. And you notice how her picture, where her ass in that white dress that came up, and the girls were talking about how it's like a bag of laundry.
let me tell you something. Caesar be setting girls up. He be setting girls up with them pictures and them videos.
I'm glad you brought that up, Laura.
We was at Kelly's cookout in front of her house, and Caesar did an interview with me. You know what? I think a lot of people really think they be sitting when they be taking those pictures. Caesar just take random pictures. I don't think he'd be going for the good looking ones. He'd just be taking people pictures to let you know who was. Because a lot of times you'd be like, well, girl, who the fuck is this? You don't even know who it is. But some of those people really think they be done in them pictures. So they be having that bitch I'm bad or bitch you can't take me look like what's up, bitch. And when the pictures come out, you be like,
breaking news. The Continental Top 5 will be out in the next 10 minutes.
Did Sasha make the top 5?
It ain't coming out yet. She made the top 12. We're waiting for the top 5 in the next 15 minutes.
You better work, Sasha. Well, before I go, I just want to tell everybody bye and everything, and that the military is now giving benefits to same-sex couples, so go find your military man and stop fucking them for free. Make them pay for your benefits. And
I got a question about that, J. Rob. If the gay people was married to fish already, they were scheming the military and was married to the fish. How do they undo that now?
Get divorced.
I don't think they were ever really married.
Well, it's a lot of that been scheming already. I mean, it's a lot of people go marry fish just to get the benefits and don't tell the
check,
fish how much money they don't tell the fish how much money they getting and send them just like $200 a month.
Exactly,
but
that's what I'm talking about.
If you really going with somebody that's in the military or, you know, something like that, well, now y'all can actually get married and get benefits. So I was just
That's official now. I just wanted to put that out there, especially to the people that's fucking military men for nothing. Make them pay your bills. But anyways, other than that, y'all have a nice night because I have to go. And to everybody that's always coming for Sanaya, you fucking faggots could never be on her level. And I thank you.
Oh, I gotta answer that question real quick. Mona is asking from the chat room, so y'all really think Mika was over and that Vogue was on at the Prodigy Ball? And I just have to say, Mona, you my sister, everything, but it's no shade. But Mika is one of those girls that could just come out, and she don't have to do too much. You know what I'm saying? Because she's fucking Mika.
But
I'm sorry.
She did too much. That Vogue looks a mess.
Yeah, it wasn't the Mika that we know. I definitely would agree with that. But
you gotta realize
nice
people
to,
get older. Y'all think people do the same thing they did ten years ago.
And mind you, at the beginning of her performance, she was giving it though. At the beginning, she really was. But then once she started going down the runway, it was a little bit too much. It wasn't the Mika that we know.
The paper on the floor and the condensation
right,
of the ball
right.
itself made the floor look slippery.
Right.
And you know she always gonna have on a hot booty, so you know it slipped.
Right.
You should do the catwalk and do one little dip and get the fuck off the stage. That's it.
Right.
So can I ask a question? I asked a question inside the official ballroom today, and I thought I didn't get to finish reading the whole post.
Oh my god.
Who is that one person that just stays on the runway too long for LSL?
It's two people, and you already know Alexis. You
know
two people, Alexis. Okay.
Let me say this. I don't care. It's no shade. I don't care how long the lady be on the floor.
Say what?
I get my life. It's no shade. I don't care how many times they call her two or three times out. She gives you a show every time she hit the floor. Just my personal opinion.
My pick wasn't Sanaya. My pick was Selvin. I just don't. She be doing too much.
Yeah.
She come up there and she give you both feminine old way. Then she want to do runway. Then she want to stay over the place and do her dance moves. I can't. Look.
I'm going to have to give it to all the old face girls that don't have it no more.
Hold on a second, child. My dad, tell us what the fuck happened last night.
Martez, why the fuck did you run when you got outside?
Martez.
Hello.
Hey, Martez.
Oh, what's up?
Who else you got a pothead mouth motion?
Hello.
Yes, Martez, the floor is yours.
You're live on the air.
She was a baby mom.
I said, what's up?
A girl. Well, I'm going to ask you, Martez. This is Marcus. How are you? Why did you bring Mason to the ball? Why you brought Mason to the ball?
First and foremost, who said I brought it to the ball?
Oh.
Here we go.
Okay, well.
Martez, what's the next four in Atlanta's face, or are y'all going to continue with this? What's the fight over? What's the fight? I was talking to my sister, and apparently my sister was calling my ex, my wife, you know, just kidding around or whatever. And I said, no, you must be talking about that Bush Queen faggot that you have for a fucking husband. So it went from there. And I guess one day she had called him. And I didn't pick up the phone, but her voicemail, his voicemail came on or whatever. And we were talking about the situation. I guess he heard it and felt some type of way about it. So he told her that he was going to knock me or something when he seen me, but she had told me about it. So when I see him at the club or whatever at Coco Cabana, he approached me and everything. So long story short, I get outside and was talking to Vito Milan or whatever. And I hear somebody say, "What's up?" But I didn't look back, not, you know, paying attention. And he hit me with a bottle. So the fight was going from there. So Vito had broken it up, Cam Blonde and all them. And so he was like, when he seen me again, he said that I was telling people that he beat me up. And I said that, you know, I was telling people that he beat me up. I said, "Well, you know what? It's the only way to squash that is when I see you, we fight." And that's what I meant. So when I seen him at that ball, it was my first time seeing him since in New York City. And I'm a man of my word.
Okay. Oh, did you have anything you
want to
end it with? Like, you know, anything you
want to
say?
I want to apologize to Rodney and Fred, you know, for fighting at their ball. But other than that, I mean, I'm not taking that fighting Ira. I mean, hey, it is what it is. It's done with. I seen him last night at the club. Revenge. He couldn't have, you know, he could have attacked me inside the club, but every girl know their battle, and it wasn't for her to win. So,
wait,
with that being
said,
have a good night.
Wait a minute. Martez, are you the same person that fought that Mizrahi Nino?
I did. I had her running this weekend.
Oh.
That's what I asked.
Now, Martez, I know that you actually paid for you and your friend to get in the ball. Was that worth $60? You wasn't in there 10 minutes.
No, hold on. First and foremost, see, that's what faggots worry about. $30 was nothing. Because I went there knowing that it was possible that he was going to be in that ball. I paid $30 to fight, not $30 to walk a fag function. Nobody's going
to
check me about it because that's who I knew I was going to see him at. Me and Ira don't live in the same city.
Yes, Laura.
So she
remember when I made that post earlier that day and I said it was tension already in the building and it was going to be some shit from the parking lot. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
And like I said, after that, inside the parking lot, I guess somebody made a status talking about I don't want to fight him again. First and foremost, I maced him outside and his Felicity and twin Mizrahi were outside, and Twin was like, Martez, I was like, "Who the fuck is that?" He was like, "It's Twin. I'm in drags, whatever." He was like, I'm about to tell you, he was like, "I don't have nothing in my hand or nothing like that."
First of all, hold on, Martez. You're not going to do my niece like that. She is a film queen. She is not up in drag. You're not going to do that.
And her name is Keisha.
Don't you know, like, I know what I said. I mean, hey, she's a drag queen. Like she said, she was in drag. She gets in, she gets out. But,
She a film queen now.
Didn't she just want Pretty Boy?
No, you saw it.
Right. Continue on. But she was like, "Well, Martez," she's like, "you know, I'm cool with you, but Ira is my cousin. You know, I'm gonna have to ride with my cousin." I said, "So what are you saying?" And that's when she stepped back and was like, "But why are y'all fighting?" I said, "See, my mom, you already know why we're fighting." I said, because if you had gotten into a fight with somebody and they're telling people, they beat you up and all this, you know, doing this big old publicity stunt, you would get them whenever you see them. Like, you know, he was like, "Yeah, you're right, whatever." So that's what it was. So I guess security had called the police because I was like, "Oh, shit, he raised me, my other brother." So the police came and they put both of us inside of the car. And they talked to him, they talked to me. They was like, "Do you want to file charges on him?" I was like, "No." It was like, "Well," he said, "he wanted to file charges on you, but if he doesn't, I'm going to go back and talk to him again. If he say that he doesn't want to, neither one of you will go to jail. But if he say he wants to, both of you will have to go." So Felicity pursued to go over and was like, "Well, I have to be to work in the morning, you know," and all this. And talking about, and that man in the car started on this. I said, no. I said, "Well, hold up." What?
Hello. Tony just texted me and said, "Tell you to get off the phone now."
All right. Well, bye, y'all.
Get your ass off the phone.
And I
don't. Is a key.
I'm gonna fuck you up.
Let that happen, man.
Wait a minute. You said who texted you?
Say it again.
Come on, Miss Tasha.
Did they text you?
My father.
Oh, I thought you said Kelly. I was like, what? It's
no.
Like, I got
a phone already?
Yes, Kelly, but I'm waiting
for it. Can you tell
me
to get off the phone? Oh, I can't hear you.
Oh,
Lord.
Actually, sorry. Okay, they still got to do now.
Y'all got 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 11:49 minutes.
Oh, I got
to call in.
Oh, shit.
Call in if you want to still be a part of the show as we go into record mode.
Yes, when we can go into the madness. Jasmine.
I want to give a shout out to that.
We've been keeping it real cute.
Big girls that was voguing Sim for that coin at Rodney Ball. Cookie, she back out. She did a damn good job. And that big Scottish child. I don't know. I never seen
Juicy.
Her before. I don't know her name. Okay.
Juicy.
They did
yeah.
Cookie also wear out a few girls in Atlanta this past weekend?
That's what we were talking about.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Work Chanel. Yeah.
She still needs
Laura.
To clean that bottle.
Laura. Laura, you cannot.
Uh-huh.
Why do you be at my house so hard?
I don't be at your house, honey. It don't matter who house it is. If it's a fool, it's a fool, child. It is what it is. I mean, let's just keep it 100. Miss Pony Chanel was walking up there, walking Slim Queen face, and she was rubbing her outfit, and she was telling everything but her face. So let's just keep it real. You know, if there was somebody else, Alexis, you would have been reading her down.
Uh-huh.
If that was a whole different house, if she was a child or something, you would have read her down, Alexis, and you know damn well you would have.
Do we want to talk about all the house changes that took place this weekend? Because there was a lot of surprises.
So wait, speaking of your house, Alexis, when are you going to get your ass off the big comfy couch and walk for your house?
Oh, speaking of,
hold on. Wait a minute. Let me address Laura first.
That wasn't me.
Well, I mean, London.
Is that Naima still cackling?
One of y'all air holes. Let me tell you something. 10, 12, 13, I'll see you there.
Laura, you said that Milan was supposed to be coming out as father.
Yes, girl. Where the fuck did you get that shit from?
Let me tell you this. Let me explain this to you. Some of this shit that I spill is only for promotion reasons, and Rodney know what I'm talking about, so I don't have to say nothing else about it.
Oof.
Right, because I'm Father Chanel now.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Please. No. If anything, Rodney's going back to Milan. Please.
No.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Miss Sasha in this motherfucking gown. Work the fuck out, Feta. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, what gown?
Did she make top five in that gown?
Not yet. They still had to do evening gown yet.
Yeah, she her evening gown, mama.
Well, where's the picture?
What other girls in Continental that are pretty much that we know of this year?
Well, I know Raquel didn't go back because she just went EOY.
Uh-huh.
And I was the only one that.
Congratulations.
Well, it's
right
some
here,
other people too, like just other people that are not really what's
big
the
names.
Word? Well, not pageant.
Ballroom.
Yeah, they're not ballroom people.
Okay.
Well, not really even ballroom because I know a lot of them anyway.
Well, you know Aurora Sexton, she's there.
I don't know her.
She's a big one, you know.
Oh, congratulations, Mariah 007.
Who is singing?
Mariah Balenciaga.
Oh, she went back to Balenciaga?
No, you're gonna retain her name.
She kept the last name.
You talking about the whole speech she made, but so why are you congratulating her for? What happened?
Oh,
because she left. She made her announcement at Mini Ball.
You could get her because she left Balenciaga. she's going to always be Mariah Balenciaga. Even if she don't, she probably won't even go to another house, y'all. Come on, let's be serious.
Well, I just posted
Sasha's
gal. Where are you stealing the pictures from?
Oh, somebody paid.
Where's Sasha? That is a pretty gal, bitch.
That is very pretty.
Oh, yeah. Trey Garcon just posted.
So what y'all think about Jay? What y'all think about the Icon Ball coming up in January?
No, that's not the Icon Ball.
No, it
know,
is not
the Icon. No, Jay said they're throwing the house.
Oh,
Icon
that's
Ball
what you meant.
And Ashley will be there.
Oh, well, it was always hot.
I mean, you said it's not the Icon Ball?
Yeah, it's the house of Icon. Oh, it's the house of Icon Ball. I thought
I heard
Stuart say something that they were
going to
do the Icon Ball.
Legend of the Icon,
yeah.
They're
going to
have
that
too, but we don't know the date.
And it's supposed to be in
D.C.? Oh, that's not. Well, congratulations to both. Private call, you're on the air.
Yes, let's talk about how Selena Ebony from Boston does Tina.
Who? Selena Ebony.
Who's Selena Ebony?
What?
Now, Carla, before you call in here, you have to list D-list people or higher for us to discuss them.
She hung up. Maybe she don't even know. Maybe she don't even know how Selena is.
I know Selena Khan. I don't know Selena Ebony.
That was somebody.
What did y'all think of Selena's video that her and Luna made?
What video?
I wasn't gonna watch all that.
That's Selena, my sister,
but I'm not gonna watch all that.
I thought it was cute. So.
What did they do?
I saw some of it. It was all right. It was Selena talking about like journeys and they change and you know like their bodies and she was talking about how the girls' backs look fierce and all this other stuff.
And what is that the same video? Is that the same video when she was getting ready to go to the club?
Yeah, she was at the hotel with her boyfriend and some Spanish girl was interviewing her. Yeah.
It gave me very Gun Hill Road tease.
Oh my God, that's my favorite. I love that movie. I finally got the song. It was good.
Yeah, it was
alright. Really quickly, you guys got 5 minutes to call in the chat room. I think you guys will be shut down. You're welcome, sweetie. Love you too. You guys will be shut down shortly in about 5 minutes. The lines are full. We're still at high numbers, so I'm pretty sure that when the line shut down, it's probably going to get fuller. Whoever is on the phone line, rock me. London, Naima, Alexis, Laura, I want to say thank you for being on the show with me tonight. If you guys happen to get disconnected, and Marcus, if you guys happen to get disconnected, thank you for being a part of the show tonight. And everyone else that called in and took the pressure off of me because my head was spinning. Private calling, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, there you go. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm greeting yourself. Is Laura there?
No, I'm not here.
Laura,
I'm not here.
It's Alexis. No one's talking to you, Alexis. I said Laura.
That's how they didn't
say
that. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm not here. I'm not here.
Oh. So. You know, yeah, like, is Alexis snitching on the girls?
I'm not here.
I said Alexis.
Okay.
Wait,
Laura, I got this. Let me tell you one motherfucking thing, bitch. I have been crafting for 8 motherfucking years strong, and
as
I went
attorney,
to jail.
I would not suggest you say that.
Okay, well, good. I've been to jail off and on for 8 years. And every motherfucking time I went to jail, I don't have to tell on a motherfucking soul. Just like my sister said, bitch, you know it don't last all the time. So any bitch that ever said I told on them, bring me the black and white, bitch. And until you have the black and white, stay the fuck out of my face. Thank you.
Talking about the black and white, I have a question. I was told one last person that got, you know, that, okay. I'll give y'all 3 minutes before I bring this up, because I got to collectively get this correct. But I need clarification with this. So, like, if you snitch on somebody, is it true that that person that is arrested, they get to find out when they look at the court documents, when they see their name?
If they go to trial.
No, you don't even have to go to trial. Let me tell you something. Anytime you request a discovery pack, any statement that is related to your case and the person who made the statement with a signed affidavit is in that discovery, that motion for discovery. Any statement. That's why
Jasmine,
let's keep it 100 here. We all heard that Khadijah and Kelly video, right? We saw all three parts, correct? At the barbecue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't y'all remember the video when Khadijah sat there and said Kelly boy name and would she be crafting and all that other shit that she was doing when they were stealing each other about craft and they were stealing each other boy name and then she put out some credit cards and all that carrying on. Let's keep it 100. You don't do shit like that on YouTube. I don't think nobody gonna see it.
Somebody gone.
Somebody phone. Hold on a second. I don't know who phone that was. It was Rodney's. Okay, I think Ron is going. Okay, I'm sorry.
You just don't do stuff like that, and then don't think nobody's going to see it. You're on YouTube, and Ballroom Throwbacks posted it, Caesar posted it, and for the world to see it. So that could have been something that, you know, that could have played part into it. You never know. I mean, y'all talking about crashing on YouTube?
Well, yeah, but like I said, you know, watch out for the Ebony Informat. She's up there.
Well, Jasmine, since you spoke to Kelly, can we clear up a rumor that was supposedly said?
Here we go.
You can either hear. I won't go into particular, but so allegedly it was how do I say this without.
Oh my God! Laura just said it.
What did Laura say?
Hopefully it'll go through. Hold on. Okay. Damn! I don't know if you went through. No, it says you. It says it failed. Happened. Hold on a second, yeah. Go ahead and talk. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get somebody back on the line, but I don't think it's gonna let me. Okay. All right, go ahead, yeah.
Okay. So, Laura, you can repeat yourself.
No, I was saying about the Khadijah video when they were stealing each other, worked about their boy names and craft and all that.
Not that. Allegedly about the
whole
incident.
That's what I was talking about.
Incident about how everything was coming about because of Kelly allegedly trying to run the man over, a merchant over.
I had got that beat from 4 different people, but I personally don't believe it.
Well, what was the tea?
The tea was that she was outside of a liquor store. She went inside the store, and she got something out inside the store, and so the man told her to come back in the store. It was something like that. But anyway, she ended up, she was trying to get out the door, and the man was trying to, I don't know if she stole something from the store. I don't know what she did. But either way it goes, she ended up getting out and she ran to the car. The man chased her and then, you know,
she
accidentally hit him or whatever she did. She had to get away or whatever. And so when she got to the house or something, I guess he called the cops or something. They found out who she was and they said the marshals came to the house at 6 in the morning and all that extra stuff or whatever. That's why she looked that way on her mugshot or whatever. But that's what they say, but I personally don't believe it. It's too many...
Well, this is my question.
Mm-hmm. The cops came after the girls got their liquor. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh
With set, Laura, I mean, London.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Who got it? Say the name.
The name shall come soon.
Come to the light, Carolyn. Come to the light.
You know.
You know what? Let me say this about her. Let me say this about what's going on. A lot of us on this radio show, I mean, on this phone line, pretty much know in some sort of detail of what's going on, but there's still a lot of stuff that's still left in the dark that I'm sure will eventually come to the light. But my sister's in her mid-30s. She ain't no fool. She's been doing this for a very, very long time. She's a hustler. She's been hustling, just like a lot of us on this phone line. Our pretty much hustlers. That's how we survive. She ain't no fool. And something was just not right. That's what it really boiled down to. Something was just not right. When you do something, either because you do it for so long, you may slip here and there, and something that may be the case, but something ain't right about this situation. And eventually it will come out on what happened and how it happened, but it just wasn't right. And
well, I was told of a great Jewish lawyer in Atlanta. Maybe we can, you know, help her out. They said he's been getting people off.
But you know what? At the end of the day, though, and I personally believe this in my heart, it is no shade. I love Kelly Down. Kelly's a sweet. She's actually a sweet person if you really get to know her. But what I will say is that Kelly don't listen. She's hard headed. When she got in jail, she gonna do the same shit.
I'm gonna say this. Living that life, and I've said this many times before. Living that life is very addictive. It's like doing drugs. Once you get accustomed to having money and having that fast money, it's not even fast money. Just having that amount of money at a time, you get addicted to having that money, and you don't want to work. You don't want to wait for a paycheck, okay? Everybody has to change at their own pace. And I thank God, knock on wood, that I have made that choice that I don't want to live that life no more. But everybody, you have to give everybody time to make that decision that they don't want to do that no more.
Eventually, a person will definitely get tired. And hopefully, you know, you learn. They wake up and they learn from it. Alexis is 100% right, though. You know, when you're so used to living a life and so used to, you know, getting things, you know, instantaneously, and then all of a sudden you got to wait or you got to go through so much.
Right.
Sometimes it's just a burden. But what you have to do is start from scratch again and rebuild your life and stop trying to live among your means.
London, that's why I've been sitting on the big comfy couch. Because I have to, my paychecks start rolling in so that I can do the things that I need to do.
Or that you want to do.
I want to do.
Like, you know, like I've been telling Kelly for a long time, slow down. You don't need to be at every ball. You don't need to be behind every camera.
Right.
You don't need to be at all these places, because when you're at all these places, then, of course, I don't want to wear a repeat outfit. My hair got to be done. I got to do this. I got to do that. Well, that costs money. Well, where are you getting the money from? But now you're doing all this extra stuff for other people. Well, where are all those other people now? I told y'all a few hours ago, if y'all all love and care about Kelly, start inboxing me. Ain't nobody inbox me yet. And they ain't going to inbox me. What? When I was hearing all that shit over here in Orlando and all this shit is going on in the Bronx, I'm ready to get on a fucking plane and go to up there. And I'm just so angry hearing this type of bullshit. How does that come out of people's mouths? These are the same fucking people that she was always under, the same fucking people she's always doing this stuff for. And this is the stuff that come out of their mouth. I was so disappointed. But you know what? How can I be disappointed? That's not my life. I can't be mad if that's the way they live. And I'm sitting here seeing motherfuckers on videos calling the free Kelly. Come on, free my man Kelly. Free my son Kelly. Free my man. What kind of bullshit is that?
Jasmine, you know what? I'm going to say this again. Being incarcerated, living this life, you know, it comes to end. And I had to realize that when I was doing what I was doing, I did it because I wanted to. And nobody, and when I say this, I'm going to say this again, nobody is obligated to do anything for me. It would be so nice to even get a letter in the mail. It's not even about the big things. It's not, so when I'm just speaking, when I was in jail, it wasn't even about getting money because my mama made sure I had money the whole time I was gone. But it was just small things like, somebody answering the phone, if somebody was doing a three-way, just to hear somebody else's voice. It's just small things like getting a letter or a card saying, bitch, I'm thinking about you. Here's your mugshot, girl, just something to put up. You know, just small, something, you know, just a kind gesture. To everybody, I had to learn that nobody owes me nothing. I was out here throwing rocks at the penitentiary because that's what I wanted to do because I thought I was being a friend to people.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn that nobody owes me nothing. But you will learn who your real friends are when you really meet them, when you can't do nothing for people anymore.
Excuse me, breaking news. Stasha has made the top six.
Work, Fetta.
Made the top
six. Well, I tell you, Marcus is on it with that Continental.
Oh, last night I was over it because nobody was giving no updates.
Well,
over.
It was prelim night. No, there's no updates.
I didn't give a damn.
Bitch.
I want to see it.
Then you need to go to the
got a couple of we got a couple of callers. 847-496. You're on the air. 857-496. Okay, Paul. I'm not gonna hang up on you because I know you ain't gonna be able to get back on.
Yeah, hello?
Hey.
Yeah, I just got a question. In that video, did Khadijah and Selvin go together?
Oh, shit.
That's what they say.
Yeah, they dated a while back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they said Khadijah and Selvin and Man and everybody was all messing around.
Wasn't that when Khadijah was
on? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now while we're on this topic, Stasha, we really need you to come through. You got to do Q&A, and this has been your little hard part. We're wishing you very well. We sending out a prayer for you right now.
You don't, Stasha always get like second or third place or something.
Well, right, it comes to Q&A, and it really hard part.
You know who else used to be like that, Marcus?
Who?
Marissa.
Oh.
Marissa would come through with a nasty package and, bitch, get the Q&A. You'd be like, what?
But why bitches can't get through Q&A?
Because you know why?
To me, it's like an on-the-spot question. It's not nothing like you already know what's going on. So it could be many things.
You know what, I think it's a culture shock from black pageants to white pageants because there's some people who can eat it, like Raquel. She ate it at EOI, but I think she was just prepared for it.
Right.
You know, because sometimes I'll go to the black pageant and they'll answer the question and the crowd will be going up and I'm like, this bitch didn't answer the question at all. She said some good stuff.
But it just didn't answer the question.
It just didn't answer the question. And I mean, I guess you never see the score, so you never really know what the person, what the judges did. But at white pageants, their questions are very cut and dry, and they want to answer. And it could be anything. She could have to answer on politics or Syria or anything. So we wish
Marcus,
you luck, Stasha. They said it's your night.
Stasha, Marcus, when Sasha answers her Q&A, because I never heard her answer her Q&A at a pageant, but when she's at a ball, you know what she sounds like. So does she sound like that at a pageant, how she sounds like at a ball?
If you've never seen her host, like, a show or something, her voice is a little more fishy. Like, you know,
okay.
she's animated, you know.
Is
she's giving
ball,
you very, like, gorgeous. Yeah, she sounds fish. But that's the least of the worries, because I've seen people win talent or win Q&A with a manly voice.
Oh, my God.
They're not
scoring
that.
The girls are so fucking here.
What the girls?
Did you like Nadia dress that Stasha wearing?
Who? Did I like what?
Did you like Nadia dress that Stasha? So I guess they're saying that's Nadia's dress that Stasha is wearing.
You said like that white dress.
And guess what? This person is from California.
Is that? I am fairly certain Stasha would not repeat a gown and come, not for final night.
What?
I just don't think so.
I'm gonna inbox you this.
I have a caller, private caller. You're on the air. Private caller.
You know what? Let me take that back. The guy that does stuff for Nadia actually probably does do stuff for Stasha. So maybe Nadia borrowed the dress to walk in it, and
there's
he did
video.
Something to it.
There's a video. Because
you know Nadia wore
Stasha's
dress before.
What video is it? What video is supposed of? What's the video of?
I do remember the gown now. That I remember her coming out in some. It looked like it, but how do y'all know that's the same exact?
Is that
one?
The gown she wore in Vegas?
The white one.
Well, I know the gown that Nadia wore at the I think that was the Blahnik ball when she wore this little white outfit. They was asking for a Chucky and a bride. She wore a Stasha outfit. Stasha let her borrow her gown for that outfit for that ball.
To the person that's inboxing me, can you tag me in the video?
I think it's
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Caller.
I'm not even everybody else. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hello, Pee-Pee.
Anyway, Jasmine, can you tell us who wanted the truck?
Huh?
I'll tell them who wanted the truck if I could say who you are.
You can tell everybody who I am. It's fine.
Introduce who you are.
Excuse me?
Introduce who you are. Tell us who you are.
This is Mona.
This is Ray
Ray. Okay.
The legendary Ray Ray is right.
Hey,
you
Ray
can
Ray.
Try that voice.
No, that's Brooklyn Mona.
Oh, just listening.
Oh. Never mind.
So, okay.
The soprano.
This Mona from the group?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Mona.
This is my sister Mona, Brooklyn Mona. Oh, okay.
Oh, Mona, who? Hey,
I'm
Mona.
Sorry, Mona. That's not you.
La mujer.
I'm still waiting for my answer, Jasmine.
What you say?
I'm still waiting for my answer.
What's your question, honey? Why do you want to know who fucking won the trip?
Who would see this?
What's he saying?
Who is what?
Huh?
What's he saying?
Mona
what
is carrying. Next caller, Mona is about to carry.
No, what
next
did Mona
caller.
Say? What did she say? Because I didn't even hear her.
I heard her, but I can't repeat it because I don't want to be in that.
Well, I don't know what she said. Who asked about the truck? TJ.
No,
that
what wasn't
said?
The name. That wasn't the name he said.
No, that wasn't the name. It was close, but no, that's not it.
I believe he said a name with the stylet.
A type of stylet, she said.
I'm missing it. What did she say? She
Naima,
said,
Naima. London just told you. She said that she think that Mona said somebody named that is a type of salad.
Oh,
Yes.
But what was the question? I got the salad answer.
That's the person
the
who. That's the person who asked for the Kelly truck.
Asked for the Kelly truck.
For real.
Where you got your seat from, girl? See, but that's my point. Y'all be knowing everything, so why do y'all need somebody else to fill it if y'all know?
Jasmine, they be knowing more than I do. I be getting
some shit. But sometimes they don't know. Sometimes they just say what sounds good. Because that sounds like a story.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm on the way in Orlando, Florida. You know that bitch, you ain't even got to be locked up. A bitch will not hit you up if you ain't got nothing to fucking offer them. I'll be knowing nothing. Nobody don't call me and tell me shit.
Jasmine, let me tell you what I do, and Marcus could tell you what I half the shit I be doing. I be making shit up just to get the real tea to come through. And what happened is that the real person would come on the post and spill all the tea right in the room and be gagged, and child, and it just all hell break loose.
Breaking news.
Hold on.
What happened?
The breaking news. The question for Q&A was, who is the one person you admire the most and why?
All right, Feta, you better break it the fuck up. Let's go. Go ahead, Carla.
We have 42 minutes into the show. I hope we can find out who won. I like the fact that Marcus is giving commentary on the ball. I mean, on the pageant,
That makes me wish I was there. I should have been there to support. I should have been there. You know what?
Yeah, that's like video you
wait, wait,
there,
wait,
right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm looking at this video.
She wore that.
That could be very possible because there's this guy in Atlanta that makes dresses. I think his name is Q. And maybe Nadia borrowed the dress or, you know, rented the dress. And then she did some alterations for Stasha. To me, it doesn't look 100% the same with the cape and all that. I don't remember her coming out exactly like that. But if so.
Well, wherever it came from, bitch, the dress was motherfucker.
Right. It's no shade. Pageants don't win the kind of money that balls win. It's no shade. Out of all the times the girls had won Femme Queen face, if all those pageant girls actually came to balls, they would probably gag.
Oh yeah.
How much the pageant girls win?
It depends on the pageant.
Right. One of the biggest, like Continental, I think they're looking at it like they make their money because of their booking fees they make throughout the year. Mm-hmm. But like, okay, Raquel's pageant was $10,000 for Entertainer of the Year. No shade. She don't want that in balls.
That was it.
Okay.
That was the prize package, but she gets more, I guess, when she gets booked or something. But it's no shade if your dress costs $5,000 and $6,000 and
Marcus is 100% right. A lot of the pageants do, you know, like with anything in the year, I think it is $10,000, but you only get a certain amount that night.
Right.
Like, probably a little bit like half that night.
Oh.
You have to wait a whole year to get the other half. But they do make their money. That's where they make the money at, is when they have to go to all the prelims that are represented under the EOY, you know, contract itself. So when you go to all those prelims and you're traveling the country representing, you know, then you're booking those nights for a couple of hundreds and stuff like that. That's your tips. So if you look at all
the tips and everything,
you're making you're getting a good amount of money back. It's the same thing with Continental. They'll get a certain amount tonight, then they will get another portion when they turn in their title next year, and then of course throughout the year they get their little, you know, their money, you know, through all the little prelims and stuff. But it still, at this point, it's not going to equal, like, you know, I'm sure Sasha probably spent a whole bunch of thousands just for tonight. You know, the girls, a lot of people got to think about pageants. They spend a lot of money. You got to get dancers in the building. You got to pay for them. You got to pay for their outfits. You got to pay for them to get inside the show. You got to pay for their travel expenses.
And for those who are reading balls. The pageant tonight was $65 just for tonight. That does not include the prelim nights. So when y'all talk about balls being $30, they're giving away less than what we're giving away.
And that's $65 just for you to sit there and watch it, not for a chance for you to participate win a trophy, you know, any of that stuff. That's just for you to sit down and watch.
Like, y'all talk about, now, do you talk about talent? These girls in the pageant world, they really put forth talent. I mean, like, time and creativity and stoning these gowns. And, like, bitch, before I knew anything about balls, I was going to the pageant. And these girls, the Tanishas, the Tommy Rosses, these girls really spend boas of feathers, what's the foxtails, and these girls spend a lot of money.
And there's a lot of creativity in there, so. All right, well, as we wait for the recap.
Jasmine.
Yes.
Mona is cooking and she just inboxed me and said, why are you trying to pay the fact? Well, we already talked about it, but, you know, she said, why
Mona,
are you trying to pay
right
the fact?
The
that, you know.
I didn't mute you, Mona. You right there.
Mona.
Said that was not me on the phone.
Mona, stop. Won't you stop? Don't.
She just put that in the chat.
Don't do that.
No, Mona just inboxed me and she said the same exact thing that she said on this phone.
Mona, you better stop, honey, because don't you do that.
So, Jasmine, so you saying, so after this show tonight, you don't know when you're going to come back on air?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Well, let me say
one. Y'all want to come back? I don't know, because the whole thing is just my schedule,
It's not going to be the same without Kelly.
Free Kelly.
But let me say this. If we're not back October the 3rd at 9 o'clock p.m., I mean, is it 9 or 10? ABC will premiere the third season of Scandal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get ready.
Yeah, we know about
right.
that.
So does Kelly got a bail or something?
Kelly is, let me say this. The last time I spoke to her, she said that she's not worried about that. She just want to make sure her stuff is taken care of.
Okay.
She said because it's going to be almost, somebody's going to have to put up properties in order to get her out.
And Naima, I don't think $5 will help, sweetie.
Cool. Shots fired.
not too much, Miss London. Not too much.
But just for clarity, I want to make sure it is at this point. It is a federal case versus it being a state case.
It is. So she is in federal hold. Okay.
No, that was my question.
Oh, okay.
Can somebody clarify that?
Jasmine, is she in federal holding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh wow.
Well, I don't want to make it sound fierce, but I get that's a little better, you know, in the grand scheme of things. Y'all know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Jasmine, when you said somebody going to have to put up their house, so it must be a nasty bail coin for her to come out.
Well, I've seen people with $750,000 bonds come home, so, baby, it could happen.
Right.
And they just come home out of...
It's just very technical. Let's just leave it at that. But
wait
don't
a minute.
Be surprised.
Not to go back to this topic, but I just saw that video of Nadia in that dress. So whoever was talking about that dress that she has on is given very Stasha anyway. So it looked like somebody dressed her, like Stasha either dressed her as somebody, because it's that fur in that whole dress is Stasha.
It's very pageant.
That's not even Nadia.
I'm asking, when has Nadia ever dressed herself?
I don't know, but that gown she put on for the $7,500 was everything to me. No
she's
sure.
a doll. Ooh, they dress. I mean, she's a doll. They dress her when she comes out.
Oh,
that one, and the one Tempest had on for the $7,500. I loved it.
Oh,
yeah, that one
came out. Tempest, Nadia.
Nadia was sitting that night, baby.
Yeah, that's $75.
Hey,
that bitch like a damn peacock.
Hey. Oh, hold on. Wait. Look like Sasha has won.
Wait a minute, y'all. I'm waiting for confirmation.
That you cannot go by that source. That's his daughter. That's her son, so she going to think that.
Jim Flint is a fierce man. I know how Jim Flint works.
They have not. The last person didn't even answer their question yet, baby. Let's just be fair. We got to go with the Barbara Walter reporting versus TMZ, somebody. Because then if she don't win, if she get a third runner-up, y'all going to be gagging. Like, well, they said she was a shoo-in. It don't matter. We need to go by what the judges say. All right.
What balls do we have coming up?
Oh my God! I thought we was on break.
But
that's the
Balenciaga
ball.
The next ball.
The
Agarwal. Anything before that, child? How y'all?
10-12-13
Right. After
so y'all saying right. That there's no recap weekend needed for the next couple of weeks?
No.
You mean exciting?
Lauren Spears will give us the recap, honey.
Ain't nothing going on.
The St. Louis Awards ball. St. Louis having an awards ball.
Oh, right. Michi ball. Michi or something. Michi. I think that's her name. Michi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alexa's going down there. Have fun.
That is Laura. That is Laura, bitch. I was waiting for her to say it. That's Laura. That is motherfucking Laura, bitch. I was waiting for her to say it. That's Laura.
Oh, you have confirmation now?
Because me and her, she inboxed me when I inboxed her about that situation. We was talking about that. That's Laura, bitch. I'm gagging.
Yeah.
I told y'all
that was Laura. She's always inboxing me. She told me to bring her.
That's her.
Let me get into this voice a little more. Laura talk.
That's her.
Now you ain't gonna fuck around the spot,
honey.
So, Laura, what did you think about the tables at the ball and the trophies? Were you okay with all that?
You said that Ronnie ball?
Mm-hmm.
The decoration could have been a lot better.
Yeah, I think they kind of gagged
it. It was
that
very blah. It was very, because that black tablecloth that was on that judges panel. I mean, it was just blah. It was just pretty much like flyers and just a few little things here and there. And I mean,
do you think the girls like decorations like that? That's the more you got to clean up.
I think for that type of ball, it was fine because not a lot of girls came like that anyway. Just no disrespect, but I mean, it wasn't given that type of ball anyway. Now, if it was like grand prize Fem Queen face for $5,000, then, you want to see some decorations and, and go up, because it's going to be that type of function.
Oh.
Let me ask Marcus a question. Marcus, you know how Atlanta Pride is, like you said, Atlanta Pride is even different this year. But as far as the balls, Atlanta is always known for having that one big ball Labor Day weekend. What do you really think happened this year?
It's been hit or miss for the last few years, depending on who it was. Because
last year was Mizrahi,
and it was probably about 700 people there. But I would have expected more for $15,000. It was a nice crowd, but it wasn't. It didn't give Balenciaga ball or back in the day when we were in tracks and it was packed. It didn't give that feel. When the Cons did that ball a few years ago, it kind of gave a very similar crowd to that. And it could be that the Prodigy ball really had a lot to do with it, because a lot of people were probably thinking, okay, well, we'll go to the Prodigy ball. We're going to win something. They were giving away $5,000. So the people can kind of take their money and, kind of invest it into going back on the road. You know what I'm saying? And then, I just think it's bad timing. Latex, Prodigy ball, Labor Day weekend, something has to happen.
Well, so y'all didn't get that tea about how Atlanta felt about Rodney throwing the ball down there?
Laura.
Whoa.
Y'all didn't get that tea about how Atlanta Alliance felt about Rodney throwing the ball down there.
I thought you said Alexis. I'm sorry.
But they voted to give it to him. I mean, I don't know why people.
Well, some people didn't vote for it, and they had a problem with it. But,
what was it?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Atlanta, when they went to that whole voting on who gets the weekend, it's a million mini balls that weekend anyway. So, the mini ball Friday night, they gave away, performance was $1,500. It was $25 to get in. How's that even a mini ball? That's a ball. So I really don't even know why they even – if five people want to have a ball on the same night, just let them and see where the people go.
Well, the thing was that also that he was throwing – Rodney was throwing two other balls already this year, so a lot of people had an issue with that too as well. I didn't care personally,
but
I was
they don't say that to other people that have
a
ball
people,
every month.
I'm just saying what other people were saying. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying what other people.
Excuse me. Breaking news. So Laura Spears, Camaro Blunt got very no. She is much older than 15. But it will be revealed in time, since she wants to keep playing with me. I will reveal it with proof by Friday. I thought we were better than that, but I guess girls will sell anybody out for a little ballroom life.
Tell that little ashy dick little bitch to shut the fuck up, and hopefully she hear me, because bitch, you can't do shit to me. I'm not the con, so swinging that chair and hitting and trying to hit somebody upside the head, that won't work with me, bitch. I'm very unbothered. I know your hand game, so it doesn't really impress me at all.
Ooh.
Breaking news. Stasha answered the question, who is the one person you admire and why? Her second gay mother, the legendary Mimi Marks.
Why?
That person didn't type that answer. I don't know.
Oh, girl, I thought that was the whole answer. How about
the baby, that's the answer they sent me.
I'd better say third place again.
Emil Gotti, how are you reporting this? And you in Roswell, Georgia? My information was coming from my gay mother who's sitting in the auditorium. Oh, Lord. Sorry, you guys, we're going to have to do some little bit of fact checking to report the story.
Marcus, is there an Escada ball coming up?
Yes, there will be the 13th annual Midwest Escada ball, December 14th, 2013 in Chicago. And the house will be presenting our 20th anniversary house ball in 2015. And if the Sim Queens don't get ready for this, I don't know what they're going to get ready for. That's all we're going to say.
So is the new mother coming out this year, or is they coming out in 2015?
That's up to interpretation. We're in negotiations as we speak.
If the ballroom scene is still around, honey,
I'm going to tell you this now. If the ballroom scene dies tomorrow, there will still be a 20th anniversary house ball. For Scotta, because that's a few of us retirement. So
and
we will have a ball,
even
if we have to have a dinner. Even if we have to have a dinner, there'll be something. What London
say? Spoiler alert! I will be mother Scotta.
Work.
Incoming ball. Look out.
Are you doing that just to get to the trans man? We have a rule, London. We can leaders can't sleep with the members.
Oh no!
Have you seen that kind of trans man that was a Danye ball? Oh my god! Oh my god, bitch! Oh, he is everything.
But y'all look for us on our road to E20 tour. It's starting at the Balenciaga ball, so we'll definitely be at the major balls coming near you, the ones that we just
said. Is anybody going to this ball
I'm sorry, Lenny, go ahead.
No, go along, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying every once in a while I have these little epiphanies and stuff and these little ideas that come across my screen and my screen when I say my head. I had this perfect idea for the next collection ball. But because I'm just so over it right now, I just can't bring it to light. But if it was ever to happen, I think it would be so fucking epic. It would be crazy.
Jasmine, I really want to see the big girl's face. No shade. Just
just
I know that. Well, that too. I want to see the big girl face and stuff like that. But I was talking about that. You know, big girl face wouldn't be more of a collection ball type thing to me. Collection ball would be something like just so epic, like. But yeah, I do want to see the girl's face too. But I wish I got a little. I wish I really got along with Atlanta better. They're only 6 hours away. Sometimes I wanted to present something to Atlanta, but it's just a lot of people over there.
Emil, can you post the video of Stasha's Q&A into the group, please?
Marcus, you
I saw some of her talent. It was cute.
Yeah, he has the whole Q&A on video, huh?
You got a question. Somebody, well, my sister Mabel King from the group said, y'all let Marcus out of that shit. Ask him, is he going to Rags? What is that? Rags?
Rags to Riches.
My plans are to be at Rags to Riches if the Lord spares my life.
He doing that again?
Yes, it's free.
I'm getting play by play about Continental as well, child.
The girls just don't get enough, dude. Y'all just don't get enough.
Well, but let's get into this.
Wait, the girls said Aurora Sexton won. So,
Hold on, let me. They should be announcing the winner like right now. It is like 12:45.
All right, Trey, get
yeah.
up on your shit.
I'm refreshing the page. I'm getting a play-by-play over there in Chicago right from somebody's cell phone in Chicago.
Camaro. Okay, wait a minute. Let me read his message Camaro just said. He said, bitch, when I see you, you will be knocked. Stop your shit or else I will put your mugshot up in the same group. If you want me to dig up your background from the Carolinas, keep playing with me. Trust me, Fred Chanel would not be able to pull me off of you. So you think I'm a Chanel, and you said I'm from Carolina and I have a mugshot. Go ahead and post it. Because you just asking for another ask from whoever else, because that's not me.
Oh, I know who they think it is. Okay.
And if you think I'm Kitty Chanel, try again.
No, it's not Kitty. Somebody just inboxed me and said, I know who they think it is.
Oh, my God.
Right now, Courtney Page is performing. So they're tallying up the scores, but they have a performance.
Right. Yeah, and my gay mother says she's sitting at a table with people who've been doing this for the last 20 years. And they're saying that, in their opinion, the top three is Stasha, Aurora, and Natasha. But
what Natasha?
Natasha Lopez.
Okay.
I've heard of her before.
But she always gets in the top three for the most part, so she needs to make it happen.
What did Stasha do for the entertainment part, for like
the talent?
Yeah, the talent. She danced.
Looked
like it.
She did a reflection of all her years doing the pageant and kind of losing, and then all the pageants that she's won to kind of build up to why she should get to this. Because after this is probably it for her, unless she goes and does like EOY or something. She's won pretty much everything else.
Right.
That matters, you know.
Come on, fella. She is sitting. I'm
now
sure.
It's time to get a real job.
Oh, she loves it.
I will fuck London up.
London, obviously, entertainment industry must be lucrative. Especially when they're on drag race.
Right,
they make their money, especially when they're working.
I can check
and,
your inbox.
You know,
They get their little tips and all that stuff. They do pretty good. Do you know who that is? Yeah. Uh-huh.
So Scandal will be coming back on. What has everybody been watching this summer, really quickly? Has anybody been watching TV?
No, my cable won't be back on until
Well, I've been watching Basketball Wives. It just came back on.
It's no shade. I've been watching American Greed.
Oh yeah, that show too.
Yeah. Them was some people are fierce.
Honey, I caught up with on Breaking Bad. That's really good. I caught up. I'm catching up with Teen Wolf.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. I haven't because it comes on Sundays. It's hard for me to catch it.
Yeah, Breaking Bad is really fucking good as hell. I was started watching it on Netflix and I couldn't stop, and I caught all the way up to it. Of course, my big brother that none of y'all watch. Shout out to the big brother.
They don't never let the black people win.
Well, you watch Big Brother
doing stupid shit.
Jasmine, you be watching Big Brother.
Hey, I've been watching Big Brother for 15 seasons.
I can't get with that show for some reason. It's like
I've been watching it here and there.
They
Big Brother is. I mean, I don't know how to tell y'all. I mean, like I said, Kelly be calling me up, honey. What happened? That's what be coming out of her mouth. The first thing she is calling me for the recap.
She's not all the girls. I hit her miss. On the category, she is the first or second in every category. It seems when we're Star Show in Asia, Unicorn Star Show Award, Q&A Star Show Award, Talent Brooklyn on Asia, Star Show not far behind.
That's people with their predictions.
Right.
Tell them to calm down. We're going to know the winner in about 10 minutes. Let them calm down.
Oh, girl, this is killing me.
That'll be what's up. Two Star of the Century girls, national title holders, the two
right.
biggest ones. Oh, I don't know.
He is really not using you over there, Lauren.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I don't give a fuck at the end of the day. If you notice, I don't give a fuck. It's been 2 years and I don't care. Like, I do what the fuck I want. I just be paying it. I really do. Do you know how many bitches I done sent out that room? This thing that I see almost every weekend if I go to a ball or something. Like, child, please.
Oof.
I'm very unbothered. I told you before, like I tell Alexis all the time, and like I tell Marcus, I'm a smart girl. I'm very smart. Very smart. That's that.
You was unbothered, bitch. You came on this dog on a radio show.
I don't think so, though.
What did you over there get out of doing, Alexis? Huh? What you say, Laura?
I was gonna say I don't even bother nobody though. That's the shame. I don't bother nobody unless they come for me. And that's when the girls be coming for me on their wall, or they'll say something smart and message me. So then, okay, so when I come for you, it's like, oh, you can't take it then. Like, don't come for me then. Leave me alone. Cause I just be kidding. But then when you want to get serious and want to really go off and go off the hinges, then that's when I'm gonna light your ass up.
You was a key with me. You was talking earlier, bitch. You was in my inbox.
When I get up your inbox, be prepared to key, because I know I be making y'all key when I be up in y'all inbox. Bitch,
you, I swear, bitch, you were carrying earlier, bitch, in my inbox.
No, say, I did. I carry with the prodigies. I really did. I really did.
Oh,
I did before that. No shade.
I'm gonna
carry
myself.
Marcus can't
Marcus,
stop me on one of the
Marcus
posts. Marcus was like, "Child, now you know you're trying it."
Bitch, I swear I love me some you, though, Lord. But bitch, you be in my inbox when you hit me up. When I hit you, bitch, it be a full key in there. It be a
but
full key.
The shade is, though, Naima, that story about the prodigy, you know that story about, like, about him and man getting into it and all the extra activity and stuff?
There's
I
know
what
she told.
The shade is one of the board members did put that in my inbox.
I don't remember which one it was.
Hold on, say which one, that Rodney and the board was going through it?
Yeah, and that situation took place, and, you know, all
I don't necessarily think it's bad. I think what it is, and this is just from the outside looking in, the prodigies are really family-oriented, and to them, man is their father. So just imagine, these are people, because the prodigies really don't really lose members like that. So you have people that are very loyal to man.
What is going on with Mercedes, though?
What you mean? What's going on? She left,
though. She left a long time ago, though. She left like a year ago.
I know she...
What happened with Marquise and Lynn? Did all that happen? And then they made up.
Marquise is back a prodigy.
Marquise is back in men. He's back in men's bed. And Mercedes, you know, the girls weren't paying for her outfits and her hair anymore, so she did.
Right. And Amina left because Man and them had her man.
Hold on a second. I'm gagging that London's still on the air. London usually disappears.
But wait a minute. What is it about Man that these dates be wanting to have her? That these film queen dates be wanting to have
her? It's a big news.
I mean, because the girls don't have no dick. I mean, like, what is going on? Like, I mean, because I'm just trying to, like, I'm trying to grab.
You know, Amina Man is the one that's on, you know, Amina Man is the one that's on X-Tube that's jacking off.
It's just going to be a few more minutes. The current ring is doing her final number.
Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus Christ. I know she's getting paid.
I know she is getting paid.
But wait a minute. But to say it again, now, Laura, you said he. You said her man is on you.
On X2, jacking off. She's. Remember, I posted that video in my ballroom faggy museum. I don't forget which room it was, but I posted it, and y'all, I had all y'all up in that post. And we were sharing it on the video.
Laura, can I ask you this? I'm noticing your voice has changed. Are y'all switching the phone back and forth between people?
Maybe.
I told y'all that's not her.
No, voices are changing. It's two people over there with that phone.
I promise you.
But that's not who y'all think it is.
Hold on. I'm never going to say I really don't care.
Let me tell
you. Laura doesn't bother me, so she could be whoever she wanted. She could be President Obama.
Lori Spears is 5 different people in 3 different houses, and one of them is a 007.
So it's
5
two people in the same house.
3 different houses is
a
007,
and then 2
and
people.
They all stay in different regions, but we still are family oriented. So we see each other a lot.
Well, I hope y'all don't bring the trade to the way ballroom is and houses are. One of y'all turn on each other. I love your character.
I love the way your heart. Keep it that way. Oh, it's nothing like that. It's nothing. We don't take it that serious. That's the shame. We don't take it that serious. Now, if I say I'm gonna kick your ass, now that's something different. Then it is what it is. But you'll never know.
But you say you're under contract with via Alexis Clark. So, is that the case?
I'm under contract with a few people.
You cleaned that up real good.
I am. I'm under contract with Alexis. I'm under contract with Marcus. I'm under contract with Rodney. I'm under contract with James Icon and, like, you know, Jasmine, like a few of the people that I will mingle with. I don't care for, like, the girls like that. I really don't care. You know the girls I don't care for, you know, because I'll
right.
post a shitty room in a minute. You know, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, she always, and the funny part is she's friends with a lot of people I don't even care for. That's a shame.
Really?
Laura, listen to me.
I'm lighting Red Keen. Lighting Red Keen down.
The only thing I don't like is when you be posting the pictures to the little children. Keep the little children out of it.
Wait a minute. Now, I don't do that. Jasmine, okay, that's not this Laura. I know who you're talking about. That's her. I don't do all that. She likes to post, like, the mamas and the kids and stuff. That's, hey, she's violent.
Just try to work on that one for me. Hold on, 267-261, you're on the air. 267-261.
Cloud.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going okay. Go ahead, Carla.
Her?
Go ahead, Carla. How you doing?
Who's that?
See, that's why I love the electric. You set yourself up for saying something. I see.
What's the song?
Alexa,
feed me diamonds.
You're live on the air, Carla. Go ahead.
Alexis, pay her.
Okay.
Is London here?
Come, call back next week.
Carla, can you speak up?
She's on
Carla,
mute.
You got to... Carla, hurry up.
She's on mute.
Yeah, she's gone.
Okay, y'all, I know she's still not performing. Please, somebody get me this result.
Yes, she is. You know, with that final night, baby, it's probably about 500 people trying to give her $20 and $30 each.
Girl, she's probably doing three songs back to back.
No, she's on her last song. You know, now you know the black pageants, they back the song up about five times.
Yes, don't who was that? I want to say Tommy Ross had did I Never Loved This Way Again about three times back to back sitting on that stage.
It's no shade, though. I be wondering why they be crying, though, sometimes.
You have to, it's like,
get that why they be crying.
After you put so much work into something, Marcus, like, even if you are a person that helps, like, okay, back, 95, 96. I was helping one of my daughters get ready for a pageant, a little small pageant in Savannah. And after she won, she did the song on her Charm Bracelet. I can't think of it. The first song on Charm Bracelet. I can't think of the name of the song. In her, Through the Rain. And I don't know. It's just like I was crying because you like after all the hard work.
It's only one of them that made me cry. It was one that did. I don't even know who sings it, but it's a gospel song. Now That I'm Here, I Don't Ever Want to Leave This Place. Now, she made me cry. But I was actually caught up in the spirit that night. It was magical.
I've heard a lot of gospel songs through pageant. I've learned a lot of gospel songs through the pageant. Mm-hmm. Going to, especially in Jacksonville at Dumas and Duval, that's where they do a lot of.
But speaking of pageants, you know, Black Universe is the last weekend in October in Atlanta, and Jasmine's daughter will be giving it up.
I'll be at Allen Green, I'm sorry.
And Jasmine, I actually got to meet her. She is a really, she made me feel Fantasia's song. She did Pieces of Me, I mean The Side Effects of Me, and now that's my song.
All right, listen, we only got 6 minutes left, but I hear that they're all on stage now. Yeah, I'm seeing pictures of them all on stage. 27 seconds ago. So I don't know if we have
to see
in the next 5 minutes.
They say
in
the
past
10 years of Miss Connor, the
winner
has
Marcus, always
been the person
with the
I'm so nervous. Okay, go ahead. I'm just
reading. Oh, Marcus, if the show shut off, post it in the group, like if she won or whatever.
Weird. Either way, good or bad, we're going to post. Because whatever she's still.
I hope she wins.
Somebody create a topic real quick so we can all type it, update it underneath that topic.
Hey, you know somebody going to come in there and try to read her anyway just because if she...
Well, it won't matter. She will be coined. It should be Miss Continental.
Okay.
You know what I've learned regardless, like who Rodney said earlier, faggots are never going to be happy.
No.
Somebody said that too in a group. The only people that ever complain are the losers.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go with the results. My mother just typed it.
Come on.
So, Alexis, how Country Chanel doing?
Shut up, bitch!
Okay.
Here we go with the result.
In third place.
Girl.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Please, come on.
Alexis, I just asked you about Country Chanel.
He's doing fine. He's fine.
Okay. You sure?
Yeah, he's fine.
We may be back next Monday, honey. So, you know, stand by. If anything happens this week, maybe we'll come back Monday.
Okay, Jasmine, I can't wait this long. What is she typing? Baby, is she typing a paragraph?
Well, no, they got to wait till they announce it. They probably announce the category winners first.
Yeah,
is somebody giving you this flea market, or are you watching this streamline or something?
No, no, no. My game is there. She's right there on the runway.
What city is this in?
Chicago. And baby, if you saw the place they rent, you would gag. And every seat is filled.
Mm.
You would think you was at like the Oscars.
Yeah.
And this place is in Chicago, y'all say?
Mm-hmm. And baby, I've tried to have a ball there. It's very expensive.
Down south, though. I thought they did more of the pageant stuff like New Orleans and Texas.
No,
and all that
they do.
That's the black pageant.
Pageants are all over the United States.
The results are in.
Up north. Huh? What happened?
The results are in.
Okay.
I just posted it in the group.
Thank
you for tuning in to my.
Say it.
Second place, Sasha. First place, Brooke. Winner, Natasha Lopez.
Oh, they served her again.
So she lost again.
Sasha, yo!
Oh, sure.
Where did this Brooke child come in from? You know what? I'm not going to say it's rigged, but Sasha wasn't.
It's no shame, girl. We all know Miss Jumpman.
Girl. Good question, but the pageant girls don't like the ball scene girls like that anyway, correct? Am I correct, or is it, or?
It is rumored to say that. He said he doesn't like people, supposedly he doesn't like pageant girls. He doesn't like ballroom people.
Right.
Because they have connotations with them, but.
Right.
Know, supposedly.
I wonder if maybe the problem with her.
So is this person black or white that won?
He white. He white.
No, not Jim Flint. She talking about. All right, y'all. See y'all later.
Oh.
All right.